is on. The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The News Junkie for a Monday, May 21st, 2018. Lots to get to today. From is a tropical storm headed our way to move over, Yodel Kid, Hawaii Kid has arrived. And another murder solved by a genealogy website. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Hello.
Everybody have a good weekend?
Yes, it was great.
Not
a little wet.
I'm about done with the rain.
Oh, we still have an entire week of it.
Oh, my God. I said all week long, it's just been muggy and rainy. And you know how it gets when it's just like overcast all day long for multiple days? I said, all right, great, it's Saturday, let's go enjoy the outside world. And all you're doing is just running from spot to spot because it's a massive downpour absolutely everywhere you go. And then I wake up and I go, all right, maybe that's going to be gone here on Monday. And no, once again, raining here this morning. Some bad weather out there that just keeps drilling the state of Florida. So no matter where you are in Florida, it was a pretty damn wet weekend. And then they're looking at this possible tropical depression.
Yay.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend might just be completely washed out by this, but hopefully it goes away so everybody can have a really good time and enjoy the weather. But it has been a rough couple of weeks, really, with just rain all the time. And I know it wears people down, so we'll try to pull you through that today. So watching the tropics, watching this possible tropical depression, they think there's an area of low pressure that will probably have a negative impact on it from our perspective. So as in, it'll hurt this thing, weaken this thing, and push it away from us. But a lot of people ready for the sun to come out a little bit. I mean, you know what I like? If it's going to rain a little, I love the rain. I love it. But just give me a little bit of sunshine afterward.
Just a patch. That's all we're asking.
A pocketful.
You guys had that big festival this weekend.
Yes, we had Beer America.
Did Beer America get completely washed out because all the rain?
It didn't get washed out. I mean, there was a lot of rain. Unfortunately, it kind of changed things up as far as what was happening on stage and what we were allowed to do. But my God, those beer drinkers stayed, and did they drink?
Just sat there, just like fighting it out.
Till 6, till it ended. Until we called last call, they were there drinking the beers. A lot of the tents ran out of beer because people sticking
really?
Around. The thing about Beer America is, if you look at it at any time, you're like, oh, there's some lines here, but it might not have looked as crowded as you thought it was. It's a huge plot of land.
Sure.
That's from Highland on one side on Orange, where Lake Ivanhoe is, all the way to Virginia. The Beer America is massive to walk the whole thing. So if they would have used half the square footage of what that was, they would have been mobbed. And because of the rain, a lot of them came prepared, umbrellas, raincoats. It would have just been like a sea of umbrellas bumping into each other, trying to get drunk.
I like when people do that. They go, it's not going to get any better anytime soon. Let's just go out there and muscle through this. Let's just brave the weather and celebrate with some beer at Beer America. Why the hell not?
Yeah.
So I'm glad people did that. You know what else people were doing this weekend? They were watching the royal wedding.
Oh, yes.
Nearly 30 million people tuned in.
Didn't see a second of it.
You didn't watch any of this
at
all?
I totally did.
A lot of people did. It was on about every channel you can think of. It was on BBC America. It was on CBS, CNN, CNN en Español.
Muy bien.
Fox News Channel, HLN, MSNBC, NBC, PBS, Telemundo, TLC, and Univision, among others, with a crowd of nearly 30 million people tuning in to watch Harry and Meghan get married. We didn't get to see the parties afterwards, which I imagine was where a lot of the good stuff went down.
Yeah, I'm sure it was lit.
Here's what I was wondering. This morning, I already saw people who went to the wedding. They all got these gift bags, like these really nice gift bags. Mm-hmm. They were already on eBay.
No, they weren't.
The next morning
for
like $500, $800 and more to get somebody's stuff. If I was ever to do anything like that, which I won't, but if I was ever to have this massive thing where you're handing out these gift bags, I would somehow put identifying markers on them. Like they do with screener DVDs, so they can determine if you're the one that's selling it. I go, ha ha, I knew it was you.
Caught
you. And you can go after the person who's put their gift bag up on eBay. But people were already doing that. More and more people talking about this guy who was pretty exciting to watch. The Royal Wedding Preacher.
Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with him.
This guy, Michael Curry, who he's one of these people you just give him a microphone and let him go.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad he brought some energy into that thing because no one was even clapping.
Yeah.
You know? And
it was stuffy.
I realize that there's a certain way of going about things and tradition, but it's still a wedding where people are excited and happy. And you think maybe, ooh, the veil is revealed or it's picked up and everyone claps. Then nope, just dead
I
staring.
Think there's something about the royal aspect of it where everybody wants to be all buttoned up and prim and proper and, oh, I can't really act up here at all. But this guy was just going for it. And he spoke for about 12, 13 minutes or so and just... really got people excited again.
Love is not selfish and self-centered. Love can be sacrificial.
Oh, that's why.
And in so doing,
what's
what becomes redemptive?
That's why.
What
he's got
about?
A little
that
bit
way
of
unselfish.
Yeah, he's got a little
sacrificial
slight Mike Tyson going on there.
Yes, fuck is on his lisp. Yeah. He's talking about love.
I'm sure. I know he's talking about love, but the people are so enamored with. Listening to this man speak, even people who are not fans of preachers or religion, so why all of a sudden do we really like this? Oh, that's right. He's got a little bit of a...
Oh, it's
I didn't hear
not
it.
Even noticeable.
Love changes lives.
Lives
a little bit.
And it can change this world.
This world.
But love is not only about a young couple. Now, the power of love is demonstrated by the fact that we're all here. Two young people fell in love, and we all showed up. You just tell the love of Jesus how he died to save us all. Oh, that's the palm in Gilead.
Oh, man.
This way of love, it is the way of life.
I think the more the more intense he talks, the more that ramps up. Like, he was just like, these are just two people that fell in love. And through the power of Jesus, I'm like,
he's doing his thing, man.
He's
had people up on their feet, excited about the wedding for once, getting a little energy into it. Talking about love.
He died to save us all. He didn't die for anything he could get out of it.
So many famous people
Jesus
in the crowd.
Jesus did not get an honorary doctorate for dying. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Old Solomon was right in the Old Testament.
Bet your ass.
That's fire. They are Deshadon, and with this, I will sit down. We got to get you all married.
We got to get you all married. We got to get this done, get you guys married out here.
I saw some video on Instagram where lady was like kind of narrating from her home here in America. And she's like, oh, y'all better get comfortable. This is a black pastor. He's about to get some energy all up in this church, but it's going to be for the next 15 minutes.
This guy was from Chicago. He had a wide-ranging speech. He talked about fire for a little while. At one point in time, he goes, how many of y'all got here in a car? So everybody's like, oh, are we going to have to do, like, participation in this speech right now?
Show of hands.
People started to get a little bit worried there for a second, I think. Let's talk to Kelvin. Go ahead, Kelvin.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Oh. You there?
Hey, this was wondering about the eye roll that was going on.
Who was eye rolling?
Oh, quite a few people.
Oh, yeah.
More British people or American?
Mostly British, I would say, because of the history itself. And I think that was part of the girl that he was marrying and their prior history with Queen Charlotte. He had a problem, and it was some serious eye-rolling going on.
Yeah, I saw some people looking a little bit weirded out, but I thought he won him over after a couple of minutes. They were like, okay, all right, I'm into what's happening here. I might have taken him by surprise at the beginning because everything was very, like, structured and boring till this guy came out there.
Oh, yeah, as soon as I saw the black pastor, and he was from Chicago, I was like, oh, man, I remember sitting in church on Sundays and... And waiting just to go watch some football. But
yeah.
We were going to be there for about 3 hours.
What are you doing right now, Kelvin?
I'm in my storage room right now.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you were jogging there for a second. You getting some work done?
No, I'm inside my storage room. I was going from the warehouse to the storage room.
All right, stay out of the rain.
Like you live
today.
In a mansion. Let's have a party at your house.
It's a pretty big place, though. That's why.
Good for him. All right. Thank you, Kelvin.
I'll take it.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I think it was a good time. A lot of people watched that. I went into it going, I couldn't care less about most of this.
Did you see what was in the royal gift bag that they're selling on eBay?
No, what was inside?
Whatever hundreds of dollars on eBay is a significant markup.
Well, what's in it?
There's a little brochure. You want to hear them open it on today?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is one of the producers got a gift bag for Hoda and Savannah, I believe. Is that the two?
Right. Yes.
And here's them opening it up.
Our hot little hands, thanks to our producer Chapman Bell. This is the actual gift bag that if you were a member of public,
these are the ones that the outside the people got.
And I think there were about 1900 of them or 2000.
Oh, the people on the street?
Yeah, 2500. Yeah. Okay, you go first. Got this bag.
Okay, you get in there.
Okay, so you got
it's an unboxing.
There's a little tin.
Shortbread. Oh,
little tin of cookies. Shortbread.
I've had so much
check
shortbread.
This out. Oh, wait.
Oh. Harry and Meghan.
A giant gold coin, chocolate coin with Harry and Meghan imprinted upon it.
What? No, it's water.
Bottle of water that they thought was vodka.
Okay.
And a magnet.
The royal wedding.
And a magnet. And
news junkie magnet?
Wow, just a royal wedding magnet. Thank you for probably sharing. Also quite collectible.
Special gift of 20% off your purchase.
And a coupon for 20% off goods at the Royal Gift Shop.
They put a coupon in there?
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Well, that is quite the markup if it's going for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And another thing that had people watching, of course, was the horse race. Yes, it was the Preakness Stakes, friends. And I think they've told me that Justify won. I don't know, because if you guys look at the video of this on YouTube, it was so foggy and rainy and nasty, you couldn't even see the horses. It was just like a finish line of some streaks went by, and they assure us, at least this guy does, that it was Justify that won 2 out of 3 now, headed for the Triple Crown to try to pull that off soon.
The inside's got a head in front. Mike Smith,
it's nasty out there.
Justify, they are nose to nose. Justify now sticks a neck in front. He's going to try to put away Good Magic, and they're into the stretch.
I love these guys.
He goes to the whip on Justify. Tenfold is closing in with Bravazo on the outside as the field comes into the final furlong. It is Justify in front. Good Magic on the outside. Tenfold, Bravazo, Justify. He's unstoppable. He won the Preakness. Bravazo was second. Tenfold was
it's so quick. It's less than 3 minutes. You're waiting around for all this stuff, and then there
it goes. I don't think he took a breath during that entire thing.
They have a particular skill, those folks. When we come back, do you guys remember this woman that was in a story and she was stalkerish? She went on one date with a guy and sent like 60,000 text messages.
Yes.
And all of her wisdom and all of the wisdom of the local news crews, she had a press conference to discuss her behavior in sending out these text messages. It got weird, and I've got the audio for you next. Stay where you are. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Who else is going to help you stop the madness?
Call now, toll free, 888-978-1041. Real Radio.
104.1. If you ever need to talk, he'll pretend to listen. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Oh, this is so weird. It's a lot of names that you call somebody like this. A stalker, stage 5 clinger. I don't know. Lots of things that you call these people that are a little bit intense after maybe you have a first date. And that is positively the case with this Jacqueline 80s lady. And I don't know if you heard this story. You guys probably remember it. I'm sure Sabrina and Celia, when we discussed this previously, this woman was arrested and charged with stalking and some other things. She went to go to date this guy. It was like a first date thing. Happened in Florida here. And when she went to date him once, I guess things didn't work out. The guy probably saw it's a bit much here and wanted to back off. And she proceeded to send him not one, not two, but 65,000 text messages, including many that were pretty intense. They were talking about bathing in his blood. And
oh my God.
Yeah, she was intense. And when they found her, she had a butcher knife in her car. So they arrested her and then released her. And then she didn't show up to her court date. And this all happened, the date happened back in 2017, as his 80s became obsessed after the date, visiting the guy's home and office and inundating his phone with texts, sometimes 500 texts in just one day alone. They met on a website. Have you guys heard of Luxy? L-U-X-Y?
No.
No, I have not.
I never heard of this.
Is she from the States?
Yeah, from Florida. Or she was headed into Florida. It's the leading luxury millionaire dating app for wealthy, successful, beautiful, and attractive men and women.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what she was going for. So in all of her wisdom, she decided to bless us with a press conference. Because, well, I mean, I don't know exactly why, but somebody thought that would be a good idea. And she gets up in front of the cameras, and she's like kind of shaking and but breathing all heavy.
Weird.
And I'm wondering why the media wanted to do this to begin with. I'm glad they did. I mean, it's interesting to listen to. Let's hear a little bit of this lady, because she did a jailhouse press conference rambling all over the place about her stalking activities.
Hi, guys. I'm Jackie. Okay. You want to ask me questions?
Just run a marathon, Jackie?
All right, go ahead.
Why did you start from the beginning? How did you wind up here?
I wound up here on a road trip from Florida looking for, I guess, love.
Whoa.
And I was following the number 33. I used to wake up every day and every night at 333. It was always 333.
Okay.
So I kept following the number, and I said, why am I following the number 33? And I spoke to a psychic, and she told me I have the same birth chart as Jesus.
All right, is this weirding anybody else out?
No. Sounds all pretty standard to me.
33, Jesus. I have the same
birth chart as
same exact birth chart as Jesus. Okay, where are you going, lady?
So then I said, okay.
Okay.
I look up Jesus. He was 33 when he came to be. So I was like, that's a 33. My left eye axis is 33.
My left eye axis.
While it sounds kind of out of the norm for you all, I'm pretty sure left eye axis is like a thing when it comes to...
I've never heard of this before.
When it comes to that world.
What? The world of, like, psychics?
If you're to your third eye.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Your chakra.
Uh-huh.
So I can just assume that your left eye axis has something to do with the energy of the world. I don't know.
Do you have a right eye axis or just a left eye axis? There's probably some crazy rabbit hole of Google searches you dive into when you started looking for that. She continues here.
The location I came from in Miami was 33111, the zip code. This zip code here, now because of the coordinates on the map, it's 33111.
Did anyone ask any questions yet?
Jacqueline, how did you come to meet?
Why didn't the press at this point go, okay, clearly we have a person with some kind of mental breakdown occurring in front of us?
I don't know if it's a breakdown. It sounds like this is something that she has been attached to for quite some time.
The craziness? She's out of breath. She's talking about 33. Did you find out what left eye axis was, Celia?
Well, your eye axis in general, left or right, it's about correcting astigmatism. It's the lens meridian that contains cylinder power to correct astigmatism. So it's from 1 to 180. Which is, you know, half the full circle.
So she's at 33.
She's at 33. 90 would be like vertical meridian of the eye, and then 180 would be horizontal.
And then she's continuing on with something here.
Man who is related to your case.
Oh, Isaac Ben Shabbat.
Catch your breath.
Online, I was looking for my healing angel. The psychic I met told me I would meet a healing angel. So I was in Utah, Mount Zion, looking for my healing angel. And I mean,
it's starting to sound dirty, almost.
I was at a bar.
What is happening here?
And I was talking to the bartender about the number 3, and I said, so the number 3, I told him the story how I got here, just because I got here, the number 3.
Yeah, man.
And then he said not to say anything, but look behind me. And I look behind him, and there's the giant number 3. So I was like, are you my healing angel? And he was like, No.
I am not. No.
And then I said, okay, well, maybe you're going to lead me to my healing angel.
No.
So he said, you should probably go to Sedona. It's in Arizona. I said, I never heard of it. And I look up Sedona, Arizona. It's the 33rd most spiritual place.
Of course it is.
I canceled my trip in Mount Zion, and I decide to go to Arizona. I've never been here.
This is, I mean, can you imagine living that life where somebody has a conversation with you and they go, you should go to Sedona, Arizona, and you go, I'm going to.
You, I can't imagine being the person who was exchanging the just very little dating app text between not knowing what was to come.
Yeah, that would be a very, very surprising date, I would imagine.
So how did this all end up? What's the next step here?
Well, she missed her court date, so now she's behind bars, obviously, which is where she did this press conference. And clearly they got her running around the yard or something because she's completely and totally out of breath. And she said she was surprised by the fact that she sent 65,000 messages. She said 65,000, that's it?
Oh my God, I thought that you were being sarcastic. It was 65,000.
Yeah, yeah, it was. She goes, that's it? To me, it seemed like more. Love is an excessive thing. So now going through the whole court process and the judicial system and maybe no more press conferences for her. Let's go to the dispatches sent through the News Junkie app and check out this one. Here is Ginger with a dispatch.
I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I wanted to tell Sean and Sabrina, since you both have talked about it. Sorry, C-Lane, I don't know if you've watched it. That documentary, Evil Genius, is stupid insane.
Yeah, it's good.
It, like, I could not stop watching it. Ugh, made me so angry. And it's just mind-boggling. Twists and turns and all that crazy
twists
stuff.
And turns.
Oh my God. Go watch it. Just go watch it.
Yeah.
It's so good. All right. Have a good day.
What I love about it is how much footage they have. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my favorite thing when you're watching those kind of productions. Netflix puts a lot into it. C-Lane, did you get around to watching that yet?
Evil Genius?
Evil Genius on Netflix is what she's talking about if you missed it. Let's go over to I Have an English Accent with a dispatch.
Was it only me, News Junkie, who thought the Queen's head was going to explode the longer that preacher spoke?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
She was digesting it, I think. A lot of people still talking about the royal wedding stuff, obviously. And even the gift bags, which were full of a bunch of garbage.
Shortbread and coupons.
You got some coupons and even a magnet. Here's Thuggy D with a dispatch.
So who's ready to go over to England and start playing some royal game of magnets, huh? I've got my number on that Bentley with the magnet on it. See y'all
probably
there.
On the fanciest of cars. Thank you for that. I saw this this weekend in the New York Times, and this is a kind of a frustrating story, really, to read. There's a story about an insurance company that is now refusing to pay out on what they call avoidable emergency room visits. Okay. And there's a pushback from not only patients, but also doctors. At the center of this is a guy telling his story named Jim Burton. And Jim Burton has really bad anxiety. And so he's 37 years old and he started to feel like he was maybe having a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it dropped him to his knees immediately. He didn't know what happened. Maybe I slipped the disc. Maybe I'm having a heart attack. Other people around him go, you should go to the emergency room. And if you've ever been in this position, if you've dealt with anxiety at all, you know that the more that piles on, the more real it gets. And you start to have actual physical responses to the anxiety that is hitting you. So he didn't know what to do. He heads to the emergency room and he goes, I need some help here. I got a problem. Something's happening to me. And they said, okay, they checked him out. They go, look, you're going to be all right. You just got some anxiety here. They sent him a bill. The bill was $1,722. And the insurance company said, we're not going to pay this bill.
Why?
Because it was an avoidable emergency room visit. You let your anxiety get the best of you, and you shouldn't have gone to the emergency room to begin with.
That's ridiculous.
Not only is it ridiculous, I think it's dangerous.
It's absolutely dangerous, because there are many instances where you think that it may just be anxiety. I mean, my grandmother went because she complained of chest pains and because of where she was living, that's immediately sent to the hospital. And she thought that it was just bad gas, ends up getting quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
She could have thought it was just an anxiety attack and had a heart attack and died right then and there.
And what if with this information, you're sitting there and you're going, well, no, I'm probably fine. It's an anxiety attack. And you don't go to the emergency room and you die, God forbid. I mean, that is a really, really dangerous stance. It's Anthem Insurance, which I haven't heard of before now. But that's the company that is doing this. And doctors say this is not a good thing. The patients, of course, they're saying this is not only not a good thing, but a dangerous thing. And I agree with that. We already have enough problems in the world of healthcare that you don't want people who have anxiety worried about, hey, is this me just freaking out? Or is this something bigger? And maybe I'm just freaking out and they don't go to the emergency room when there was a real problem. That is positively dangerous. Also, quickly before the break, another one of these stories about a double murder, a cold case, this time from 1987, that was just solved thanks to the same damn genealogy website that they used to solve the Golden State Killer thing. So this is a thing now. Like, now they dig up DNA from cold cases, send it in to these genealogy sites, and if they get a match, boom, they're able to get a new lead in a cold case.
Which is crazy. And a lot of people are like, well, now I'm definitely not going to do it because I don't want them to have my DNA. But if you think about it, like, you know, if you're someone who's not committing murders, then you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
If your second cousin is and they're on the loose, then it might be in everyone's best interest to have them behind bars thanks to your, you know, saliva swab.
I think it's a little big, well, it's a lot big brother-y.
Yeah.
Which is what some people probably don't like about it. But it's also...
I like that this is coming out after you've already sent yours in.
I know.
You sent yours in?
I did. I sent one of the full-fledged ones in where they tell you about your health background and all of that stuff. So probably anxiety-ridden visit to the ER very soon.
Oh, don't do it if you have Anthem insurance.
Don't do that if you have Anthem insurance, and don't do it if you've murdered anybody. So I'm clear on that one. But yes, another case that they have solved out of Washington State, they arrested a 55-year-old man for the 1987 double murder of a young Canadian couple. They had no hopes or chances in solving this. And then once again, that same damn database, which is GED match or GED match or whatever they call it. And they submitted it there, got a hit. That led to an opening of the case and now an arrest. So this is officially a thing that we're going to have to deal with. When we come back, a pretty unbelievable piece of audio, if it's real, about a social media star. Details next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Orlando City returns home to host Chicago Fire this Saturday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on Real Radio 104.1 and iHeartRadio. Real Radio. Real Radio. Confirming all reports
and some of your biggest fears.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
I got a head full of darkness, and darkness is good. 'Cause if we all die young, then we don't get hurt.
Right. This Hawaii stuff's scary, man. They're talking about the new threat there, Lay's, which I had never heard of until the past couple of days. And Lay's is when all this lava that's erupting all over this Hawaiian island ends up contacting the ocean, and then it sets off this mix of hydrochloric acid that if you're nearby and you smell it, can do some real serious harm to you. And let's toss this up on See It Now. We'll just do a direct link real quick, Celine. Have you guys seen the photo of this idiot getting way too close to the lava?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. There's a guy, and there's like, I'm talking just what looks like a mile of molten lava in front of him. And there he is trying to get a cool photo, and he's like maybe 50 yards from this stuff, which is just decimating everything. Look at that. I mean, it's really kind of amazing to see like all the foliage and, you know, this lush green plant life, and then that lava comes through and just completely gets rid of it.
Is it a guy whose tripod is on fire?
I don't know. I didn't see a tripod in the photo I saw. I just saw some guy very close to the actual lava that was gathering.
Why would you do that? I mean, was he a reporter or just being an idiot?
I think he was just being an idiot. I think he might have just had a phone, too. I'm not positive. There's one with a tripod on fire.
There's a guy who's got a Sea Shepherd sweater on or long sleeve shirt on,
uh-huh,
and he's got a tripod with a very nice camera, and his shoes and the legs of the tripod have flames on them.
Like, come on, man. At that point, just turn the other direction and run. Otherwise, your photo is not going to make it anywhere because it's going to melt into the earth with everything else around you. But people are trying to capture all that stuff, and now they got to worry about Lay's, and good God, a lot of things for them to focus on there in Hawaii as these eruptions continue. You never know what's real on social media.
Facebook.
You don't know
Instagram,
what's true.
Twitter, y'all see this?
You don't know what's false. And unfortunately, we've been following the rise of a social media star by the name of Lil Tay.
Ugh.
And Lil Tay's this girl who has millions of followers on social media. She's all of like 7 or 8 years old or something. And she's got cash and stacks, and she's walking around, and she's inferring that she sells drugs sometimes.
Yeah.
And look at, I got this fancy car, and just took off out of nowhere. And they believe that her mother might have been behind this.
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago that a story broke out that she was fired from a real estate job after one of her clients saw that they were using his big-ass apartment to fake out that she was rich.
Yeah, yeah. She was going to the client's places and then filming the videos like those were Lil Tay's spots. Now, I don't know what's what, and this could be fake, too. And you could go, well, how'd this video leak out there? But watching this video that has surfaced today, this young viral star, it was sad, I guess. There was a video of her brother coaching her off camera and telling her exactly what to say, and like she doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
And you'd see her for being a little kid all of a sudden.
Yeah, of course. And a lot of those clips like that, you know, paparazzi's now following her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so many lines the girl has where you realize that she is being fed all of it. She's like, my broke-ass haters, this is what I sell. I mean, she did some sort of podcast interview where they're like, we hear you're selling cocaine, and she didn't have a response to that because she doesn't know what cocaine is.
Because she's a kid, and you forget that sometimes in the midst of all of this, and then you wonder, man, what's her family doing? Again, if this is even real, because you start to question, well, how did this leak out there? But listen to this. You hear her being coached by what is, I believe, her brother.
Oh, wait. Go back and say, like, no, you broke ass bitch. You still, you out here, you out here, like, with your irrelevant ass. You making a video on me? Like, bitch, I'm way more irrelevant than you. You're trying to be relevant, and you're trying to be like me.
Mommy, stop!
Your mom
Lil Tay be popping on YouTube right now.
No. Redo.
Redo.
You need to be like more ignorant. You have to be like, ooh, Lil Tay out here. Wait, what did he say again?
You still irrelevant, like I said last time. What do I say?
Oh.
I'm a trend maker, and you a trend follower. You a little...
See, you can just tell. She's like, they're feeding her lines. She's just a little kid.
Yeah. I mean...
What the hell?
It's pretty crazy. And this is the perfect example of seeing people take advantage. They know little kids are now blowing up, especially if they can curse. And this is the example of a, obviously, younger... I don't know, I was going to say younger brother, but someone in their...
In the family,
20s,
in the circle of...
The mom is all part of that, where they're pushing their kid. It's like the weirdest level of helicopter parenting.
Yeah, and the kid is a star, but for all the wrong reasons right now. And you might say, oh, well, we're going to get this child to make a whole bunch of money real quick. She's got some kind of headphone deal and all this other stuff going on. Yeah, but there is a level of this where it's like, these are the most formidable years for a kid. It's when you learn and when you do stuff. Why do you think all these child actors and actresses are so messed up? Because you're not supposed to be doing this. When you're a little kid, you're supposed to be a little kidding. Get out there and do something and run around and play with your friends and stuff. So, man, I thought that was just weird to hear that. But who knows? Is that fake, too? Is everything just a complete and total ruse?
It looked and sounded legit. Especially when she was like, what should I say again? And like hearing her mess up, they wouldn't release video of her messing up.
You watch her go from like she's aggressive and kind of screaming and got attitude to like immediately a little kid again.
Now,
Is this that crazy, considering this is probably directions that they would give a child actor?
Well, I mean, I think the problem here is that...
like Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, but Honey Boo Boo is screwing around and having a pasta and butter in a country crock tub. This girl's pretending to be a drug dealer and pretending to be this hardcore person that she's not. She's just a little kid, and that sort of lifts the curtain back. Or, again, does it, because maybe it's fake. Let's go to some of your dispatches for the News Junkie app. We'll kick things off. Here is Brandy with a dispatch.
Good morning, junkies. So what was in the news all this weekend? It was the royal wedding. So got to get this off my chest. It's been driving me nuts. Meghan Markle's a beautiful chick, but it really did look as though she rolled out of bed with that hairdo and threw on her Snuggie to go get married to Prince Harry. What the hell? Tailoring is an opinion now. Those sleeves didn't fit her. Seriously?
That was frustrating. That.
But her reception dress was gorgeous, so maybe it was a statement that she was making. I don't know. And secondly, I don't understand why Prince William and Prince Harry don't want to get their bald spots fixed. I mean, they're royalty. And they really both want to look like their dad? Ew. I mean, they have the money to fix their bald spots. Why don't they get it done? Because William's looking rough nowadays. He's looking really old. That bald spot doesn't help. I don't know.
You're judgy watching the royal wedding.
That's right. This is what Americans are doing.
That concludes
royal family.
Vanity Minute on the News Junkie. Thank God she likes us, I think.
She's not going to like this. I heard the dress for the royal wedding cost like $220,000 or something. Like, you know, nearly a $250,000.
She talked about making a statement. Wasn't she already supposed to be making a statement by not having anybody give her away? She gave herself away?
Yeah, she did that. And then she used an alteration of the, you know, the back and forth. What the hell is that whole thing called?
The vows?
The vows. An alteration of the vows. Look, that's how disconnected I am from weddings, my friend.
Well, the vows can be, you can write your own vows and then say... the two things is other. I think the actual back and forth with the do you take this man, do you take this woman with this ring, either you wed. Sometimes people say
death to us
that,
part.
Sometimes people don't. Some people take out death to us part because they go,
just
don't know.
Till things get too tough to really love.
I think the more marriages you have, the more you go, it might not be till death. It might be till taxes to us part.
Let's go to Two Wheeler with a very first ever dispatch.
Longtime listener and first time dispatcher. About that priest, he sounds like the one from The Princess Bride, no?
Oh, God, I hate when people quote Princess Bride. I've seen it once so long ago when
Still
I was a little kid.
Have not seen
yeah, so I don't know a lot of the lines. Maybe you're dead on. I have no idea. Here's It's Like a Jingle Bell.
I unfortunately had to miss the show on Friday.
Me too.
Ran up to Gainesville with my little 2-year-old daughter and wife to do our first ultrasound on our second little one due in late November, early December. Super excited.
Well, congratulations. Good for you.
Do you know, boy or girl? Both?
I don't think they mentioned
it. Let us know.
Yeah, why would you tell us about the ultrasound and then not deliver the details? Tell us what you were told there.
Yeah, understand that we are never satisfied no matter what you send over. And
all of the details. I want the ultrasound photo, too. I want all of it. Here's Nas.
Hey, Sean. I just wanted to let you know that I started listening today at 10:41 to 104.1 because I've been listening since last summer. When I got up to 104 degrees, it was so hot that I was going to die. So I got passed out. I woke up to 104 magnets all over my refrigerator.
It's got to add up somehow. It's Stalker doing the press conference. So weird.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I'm Jackie.
Sent 65,000 text messages.
You want to ask some questions?
Got questions for me?
Go ahead.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's go over to Tomoka Beer Guy.
So, Sean, firsthand experience with the whole everybody piling on, you should go to the ER thing. After Tampa Beer Week, I had a big issue where my heart rate just spiked. And, of course, you know, I was not sleeping well.
Scary.
Not drinking with, you know, friends in the industry. And it was just a long weekend. I mentioned something online and then to a few friends. And next thing I know, they're freaking out, telling me I need to go to the ER, otherwise I could have a heart attack and die, and the whole Kevin Smith thing had just happened, and he's not much older than me, at least I don't know his actual age. But, yeah, so I end up going to the hospital after knowing that it was an anxiety attack, and, you know, they confirm it, and I've got a $4,000 bill because I don't have health insurance right now. So, yeah. Anxiety attacks suck.
Yeah, it's not good, and it can start to feel like a real thing. I had it before. The first anxiety attack I ever had in my entire life was that basic thing. And I said, my heart is like beating out of my chest and it wouldn't stop. And then I went and talked to my mom, who was a nurse at the time. She was a registered nurse. And I go, I think this is bad. Instead of calming me down, she's like, yeah, that's not good at all. Mm-hmm. You need to see a doctor. So then I'm freaking out more and elevated blood pressure and, you know, just very in this heightened state. And I went to a regular doctor and the doctor just said, hey, have you ever had any anxiety issues? And I go, no. Clearly, fix my heart. It's going to explode. And she's like, all right, look, this is what's happening here. So when insurance companies say an anxiety-ridden person who goes to the emergency room doesn't get their bill paid and they are stuck with it themselves, that's a recipe for disaster right there. Back, I believe, with Amy Caulfield from Fox 35. When we return, it's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
To win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. From Radio. Radio. 104.1. Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Well, it is Monday, and it is noon, so let's welcome Amy Caulfield from Fox 35. Always good to see you.
Great to see you. You know what's crazy? Remember last week when I came in here and it was pouring down rain?
Yeah.
It's like deja vu.
Yeah, I saw your...
It hasn't stopped since last time I was here.
I think I saw your Instagram post where you're fed up and you're
I'm
in the backyard and the rain is just pouring down
the
off the roof.
So, you know, we're used to like the rain in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
That's normal for us this time of year, right? 4 to 6-ish, we get the big storm. No, it's like 24/7 nonstop. It hasn't stopped.
I don't have
it's
any
crazy.
More shoes to wear. All
I know.
Of them are like...
I know.
Doesn't matter what I wear. And what's crazy, I just saw a report that Cape Town... without water completely.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in Florida getting, I mean, flood warnings in the middle of the state at this point. And then there is just across the pond a place that has to flush their toilets with reused water.
I did one of those things this weekend where I looked at the Dark Skies app and I bring up the radar and I go, okay, well, we'll just see when this is going to clear out. And then, you know, we'll grab a bite to eat or something. And then we'll escape after that into the sunshine. And you look at the map and you go, oh, this is not ending.
Ever.
This is
it's
not
crazy.
End.
And this is going, Jamie says we're going to have this at least for a few more days, maybe clear out a little bit Thursday, Friday, and then back to the same thing on the weekend.
Was he talking about this tropical disturbance thing? Like, is that going to hit
us?
Yeah,
we're talking about that too. I don't know. It's kind of going up the Gulf right now. It's just a mess. I just feel like we're getting so much rain, the odds of us getting any kind of storm is. You know what I mean? It almost kind of helps that we're just getting inundated.
Yeah, I mean,
so we'll see.
It's all at once. And I think what the problem is that when this happens, it's almost like the long winters in Chicago or something.
Yes.
You're ready just to see the clouds go away. And this weekend, even the moments when it wasn't pouring down rain, it was still overcast.
Cloudy. I know.
And cloudy and gray.
I was cracking up. So this morning we were complaining about it. And we have a lot of Brits who like to chime in on Twitter with us. And they're like, oh, it's beautiful over here. You should come. Isn't that funny? Like normally we, you know, they always have the crappy weather. But no, it's all us. And they have like gorgeous weather right
well,
now.
Well, so. Were you able to get out and do anything fun this week?
I did. I went to Runway to Hope on Saturday night, which is always an amazing event. That's the Mark and Josie Nijane put this event on year after year. Yeah. They've raised millions and millions and millions of dollars for pediatric cancer patients and their families. They help out all the hospitals in town and it's just a beautiful event. So it was a lot
cool.
of fun. Yeah.
It looked like you were in one of your photos. Now I sound like I'm stalking you. Another Instagram post that you put up was you on the runway there, which was massive.
Yeah, it's huge. So every year they try to get, you know, big celebrities to come in and host the event. So this year they had Lisa Ling and they had Melissa Rivers and Joey Fatone. That makes it fun. You know, I mean, you don't have to have those big celebrities there. I think people would come anyway just because it's such a great thing. But But it's cool.
You know, last time we were talking, I made mention of the life of a meteorologist and how tough it is, and you don't get any thanks, and the people just yell at you all the time. And I look and I go, Fox 35 meteorologist on Twitter, go, look, man, you got to have thin skin. You got to know how to deal with this. And I'm thinking his week isn't getting any easier.
And he's probably so sick of hearing people say, stop the rain, dude.
How's the final hour going?
Great. Yeah? So far, so good. We had the bungalower on again this morning. He's the guy who comes on here and hangs out with you guys on Friday nights. And
did he say anything about Colonial Lanes closing?
No, but I did read that. After so, like 50-some years or 60 years is something crazy, right, that it's been around? No, we talked about.
Yeah,
there was a rumor going around that they were just going to, you know, redo it and make it more of an entertainment center, but
They told people on Facebook that they were going to close and the new owners were going to remodel it, and now I guess the later story that was that the Sentinel spoke with them and that they were just closing altogether.
Well, you know what sucks is if you're in that world, the competition is fierce right now because people want to go to a place that's a bowling alley with good food, and that they want.
Well, look at Splitsville.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, it's crazy. Now you pay an arm and a leg, but you know, but it's so much fun, and it's in the middle of all the other craziness. Uh-huh. So you go to Disney Springs, and there's tons of stuff to do.
The original story that they posted on their Facebook when they said they were going to take out a bunch of the lanes and remodel and be entertainment based, I was thinking that they were going to go for like a Splitsville style or a King's Orlando even style kind of entertainment bar, place to hang out,
some games,
which
stuff
would be good because people, you know, don't always necessarily want to drive all the way down to the attractions area. You know,
but some people though, and I wonder what these people are going to do. Some people prefer that style bowling alley without all the pizzazz,
the old school.
Yeah. They're in leagues and stuff. There's a lot of times I used to go to Colonial Lanes all the time, but we would always have to go like after 9:30 or 10 o'clock when all the leagues would get done, and then you could do, I mean, they have a great bar there to hang out at while you wait for that, but it's all going
not
away.
Not anymore now,
yeah,
right?
It's all going bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Kind of old Orlando.
Well, so the new show is going
new
well.
New show's going great, yeah.
Off to a good start.
All is good. Yeah, we spent some time talking about the royal wedding this morning. Did you guys see that that Meghan Markle's half-sister lives in Ocala?
Yes, I did, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this the troublemaker one?
Uh-huh.
And she said she was supposed to be having her own wedding party there. You're supposed to get dressed and go to her trailer park.
Yep.
And
watch the
nuptials.
There was a satellite truck out in front of the house this weekend. Her boyfriend came to the door. His name is Mark Phillips, trying to shoo away some of the other reporters. But yeah, so that she did invite somebody in to come in and watch her watching the royal wedding.
Oh, God.
And she's also saying that she's going to write a book after all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Is said and done. She's apparently not a big fan of her sister. She said she's going to, I think the title of the book was something about the pushy princess.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did you see that? Yeah. So
that's
anyway.
That's so trashy.
I know, the whole thing. I feel sorry for, you know, Meghan Markle. I mean, this is just a hot mess.
But yeah, I mean, it is, and it's embarrassing, and it really is just the epitome of America and where we are now. But at the same time, she could find them all annoying and is like,
whatever.
Well, I'm part of the royal family
now.
I literally will never have to make a sandwich again if I don't want to.
That's so true. You're right. She's just moving on up.
So
right?
She had a royal wedding watch party in her trailer.
Yeah, she did.
Bar.
Yeah, apparently it says that she was paid a substantial amount for that. I don't know what would be considered substantial, but I mean, she lives in a very modest home, just a, you know, a standard kind of concrete block house, and I don't know. It's a mess.
I just think, at least for God's sake, if you're going to write a book about the pushy princess, at least give her her moment and wait a little bit.
Wrong.
But the thing is, all of these, and this is like international news outlets, will just pound down her door.
Oh, yeah.
They'll throw money
and give her
at
money.
Her. Sure. And then they go, well, hey, why wouldn't I do this? And that's then when they pay you money, they're going, yeah, we need a little more. We need you to trash talk her a little more.
I know.
So we can get something newsworthy out of it.
Yeah, it reminds me of that story you guys had on as I was driving over to see you, just about the little girl being fed the lines.
And,
you know, you don't know you don't know what's real and what's not.
Oh, you don't know about little Tay, Amy Cuthbert?
Oh, it broke my heart to hear that. It just made me sick to my stomach. It's terrible.
If you followed it by watching three or four of her other videos where you're not hearing that, you would be back to annoyed again. It would just bring you right back there. She's a really, really obnoxious for short clips.
Yeah.
It's not her, though.
You know it's not going to last.
Yeah. No.
Come on.
It's fading.
She's no Danielle Bergoli. Catch my side girl.
Gotcha.
Are you on that bandwagon now?
No, I'm not on the bandwagon.
Went to the concert?
You went to the show.
To observe, to bring back a story. It's all about content, is it not?
I said I would only have set foot in that show if given some sort of credential or complimentary observing tickets.
That's exactly what I didn't pay for it. And I came back with a report of all the things, including her performance and me watching a couple make sweet, sweet over the pants love right next to me.
That was the soundtrack to what really did it for them, I guess. But it's a whole different world over there. What else is going on?
Gosh, a lot of other stories that we're following today. We had Sheriff Chitwood from Volusia County on this morning. He said that they had a tip from a middle school this weekend that following the Texas school shooting on Friday, that there was a middle schooler who came up with a hit list for his school, and they got tipped off to that this weekend. So we're all over that story today. As you can imagine, this is getting old, isn't it?
My gosh,
it's getting old. I think that parents are just to the point where they don't even want to send their kids to school anymore. It's so frightening. Go ahead.
And everybody talked about this moment, and I think it kind of is an interesting moment, where they talked to one of the young girls at the school where this last shooting took place, the Santa Fe High School or whatever it's called. And they go, did you ever think it was going to happen here? And for the first time, the girl goes, yes.
Oh, yeah, I heard it's that. Been happening everywhere.
Like, I've seen it happening everywhere, so I figured it would happen here eventually.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, man, this is like the narrative is switching up here.
Aren't they having a big meeting, I don't know, here in Central Florida about, you know, what kind of options they have, including a brand new police force.
Yeah, that's Lake County that's doing that. They're talking about that. Polk County added 2 armed guards to every school starting today for the last week of school. All the counties are really ramping it up. As you guys know, Volusia County is coming really hard down on these kids who are making the threats. And
that's
they've got
what's
a ton
crazy.
Of those. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of them.
Yeah, especially up there. I don't know if they're just cracking down more or what's going on. But again, as I told you, another one that just came out over the weekend. So they're on that story, as you can imagine. Okay, this is another story that's getting a lot of attention. This is in West Volusia County in DeLand. We had a 14-year-old boy who was shot overnight. This is the third shooting in this last 2 weeks in the same neighborhood.
Jeez.
Almost all of them are teenagers. Now, in this particular case, the mother of the accused 19-year-old shooter is the one who turned him in. So that's, I always say, gosh, that's good to see that a mother is not willing to put up with this and say, you know what, I'm calling cops on you. You did this. And there you go. So so we'll be following up on that story today. But yeah, third one into the last 2 weeks, all of them involving teenagers getting shot. So not the best news.
And what was this thing you and Sabrina were talking about that was like some Scottish man or something? Or
and the beginning of Extra.
I didn't see it.
It was during their new hour, their special that they had, you know, somebody was like, you're watching Good Day
Extra.
Yeah,
it was the Fringe folks.
Oh, you got
the Fringe Festival. They're so much fun. There's so much crazy fun stuff going on at the Fringe Festival. So yeah, we had some folks on from Fringe Festival. We had a bunch on last week too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll be doing a Fringe performing, by the way, Thursday with Josh Pinkman from the Phelps Fell. Yes, doing some stand-up.
Fine.
I think 9 o'clock over at the Orlando Science Center. It's a free show.
When is that? And that's a longer festival.
It goes on through the week, I think, doesn't it?
Kicked off last week, I believe Wednesday or Thursday, then all through this week, then Memorial Weekend. So,
really?
Oh, so it takes like a little bit of break and then comes back for the Memorial Day weekend?
From what I understand. Okay. I mean, I would confirm on Fringe's website, but it's definitely something you should check out, at least one or two shows.
Because there's so much to choose from.
Yeah, very unique to the Central Florida area, which is awesome.
Well, let's pray that we get some actual sunshine here at some point in time.
Please.
Be better for all of us, I think. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Amy Caulfield from Fox 35. Make sure you're watching each and every morning and going to the website, fox35orlando.com. That's where I start in the morning doing all the show prep. I'm like, let's see what's happening locally. And that's where you need to start things too. And plus, all the information on the weather stuff we're looking at is going to be right there for
It's going to rain, Sean.
Yeah, for a while. Fox35Orlando.com. Thank you, Amy. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, you guys.
It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
We'd tell you to check out the app chat room, but those people are weird and mostly naked.
This is the News Junkie.
Damn, good for you, Shaq. Amy Caulfield left this story behind she didn't get to. You seen Shaquille O'Neal selling his house?
That's right.
Over in Windermere? My good God. That 31,000 square foot house.
That's a big house.
That he's putting up on the market, and it's $28 million if you're interested. All these photos. Everything in the house is like shack size. Like even the bed, his bed is that big Superman bed you may have seen on some of the crib stuff or whatever, 15 feet across the bed. You could do the ultimate starfish on that thing. Just totally naked, all your limbs fully extended.
And same poses Shaq probably had many a times.
And not touching any of the edges of the bed while doing it. 12 bedrooms, 3 acres, 31,000 square feet.
What's a regular gal got to do? You know, someone who will never, ever purchase that house have to say or do to get the walkthrough?
Very, very easy. You just got to dress up like you're super rich. Might want to toss
on. Do I not look rich right now with my Golden Girl squad muscle tee on?
Probably want to step it up. Maybe get like a monocle or something. You don't see women wear monocles very much.
You don't see anybody wear monocles.
Very, very wealthy people do. And if you had that.
Or one-eyed people.
Yeah.
That don't need a full set of glasses.
All right. Well, you get that. You get dressed up all fancy. Maybe even some sort of little exotic accent flair.
I'll get an Uber Select. Mm-hmm. And have them drop me off. I'm like, oh, I'll give you $5 extra if you don't mind just walking out of the driver's seat and opening the door for me, because that makes me look rich AF.
Well, it would take you some time to travel through this whole house, a gigantic movie theater, a huge, huge pool that wraps around basically the entire house. Oh, yeah, and a full-size basketball court in the house, a boat dock, all that stuff. Shaq's digs on the market, 31,000 square feet in Windermere for $28 million. The news was not good last night for a celebrity chef by the name of Mario Batali.
Oh, no.
And those of you who, you probably heard some of this story already, but they had the big expose on 60 Minutes last night. He sells, like, pasta sauce. He's a television celebrity chef guy. It's the big fat redheaded guy that you see on the
Today Show. Is he redheaded
or
can I just not tell because he's mostly bald?
He's
redheaded.
He's got like a beard a little bit, right?
Does he have a coined phrase?
I don't know. He doesn't have like a bam or anything.
Boom.
He's just always kind of weird. And actually, I remember watching a show that he was on. There's a BuzzFeed video show. And most of those BuzzFeed video shows I detest, but there's one called Worth It that's really great. And they go around and they try food at different price points. So say it's Worth It, a French fries. They try a really cheap one for like a couple of bucks. They try one that's like $8-$10. And they try like $100 French fries specialty from somewhere. And they went to his place to get some pizza. And he just seemed creepy. I don't know what it was. He just seemed like really kind of touchy-feely, creepy. There was something weird about him in that video alone. And they talked about a lot more of it on 60 Minutes last night. And I don't know how you survive this one. I mean, he's already separated himself from some of these big successful restaurants, like the Spotted Pig in New York City, in West Village, and many, many other restaurants that this guy owns. So he's kind of been waiting for this. And since that initial report came out, God, it was a while ago, he's been quiet. He's been trying to hide away, but 60 Minutes has been plotting and interviewing and digging up the details, and it just doesn't look good for Mario Batali. Here's some of what they aired last night.
He would ask to wrestle with me. He would try to grab me. He's a monster.
Really a monster.
I think Mario Batali is a monster. He has been lauded as this incredible chef and this leader, but behind the scenes, he is hurtful and he does not respect women.
And you're saying this based on your personal experience?
Yes. Yeah.
There's another woman too.
Trish Nelson was a waitress at the Spotted Pig who frequently served Mario Batali.
Hey, welcome back.
Batali is one of the biggest stars in cooking.
That's not enough for us.
He owns 26 restaurants and has appeared on television for years as a gregarious and friendly master Italian chef.
I mean, the guy is no small deal. 26 restaurants he owns. Books, cookbooks galore. He's been on every major show from Top Chef to anything else you can think of. And they just completely ripped him to shreds last night for a series of allegations about his behavior, and specifically his behavior with employees at these places, which you got to keep in mind when you hear this stuff. Not only are the allegations about him gross, and he's you know, done some stuff that he should be incredibly ashamed of and probably even crossed over into some crimes, but these women were in a position at these restaurants where they were making a whole bunch of money. And that is a very, very desirable job. And so you don't want to piss off Mario Batali. You don't want to piss off the boss.
It sounds just like the formula for all the other stories that come out like this.
Well, generally, it's like some gregarious guy, position of power, all of these things sort of check boxes when it comes to Mario Batali. But they kept going. There's another woman who talks here in a second.
We called him the Red Menace.
Why?
Because it was a warning. The Red Menace is here. Like, pull all of your bits in. Mario's in town.
He came to party and have a good time and make passes at the female wait staff, make inappropriate comments, grab people.
That happened more than once?
It happened a lot, yeah.
That was common?
Yeah.
Natalie Sable was a waitress.
Here's the other
Jamie
one.
Seat, a manager at the Spotted Pig.
He grabbed my breasts.
Were you serving him?
Yeah. He kind of reached around and...
Seat says she complained about Batali to one of the restaurant's co-owners, Ken Friedman.
I said, can Mario just grab my boobs? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's just Mario.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's just Mario.
Ridiculous.
And they showed a whole bunch of emails back and forth between the two. One where he was asking her to send sexy pics and various other communications that were incredibly inappropriate back and forth between them and the employees. I mean, that's, he's toast. It's done. I don't know if there's any charges or anything like that, but after a 60 minutes expose on you, you're not going to be invited back on any of the programs. You're not getting another book deal. You're done for. So the big question is, will he still be able to profit off of these restaurants and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
are some of the restaurants going to just kind of quietly push him out and see what they could do?
Well, they're saying they've already done that.
Mario Batali's not the hugest name in cooking. It's a big name.
He's not like Tom Colicchio. He's not. I mean, there's a lot of people.
Bobby Flay,
sure.
You know, stuff like that. But, you know, big enough. And, I don't know, he's just got a weird look about him. Like,
yeah.
He looks like the Harvey Weinstein of the food world.
Yeah, and that's, if you watch him in any of these clips where he's on TV, I'm telling you, he just seems like a guy who doesn't understand social norms, and he just does things where you're like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Weirdly enough, this comes during a weekend where there was another person of note who had some allegations against them for sexual harassment, and I was almost positive that I was going to come under fire for this on Friday.
Who's this?
One of the members, or no, I think maybe former member of the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
The violin player Boyd Tinsley has filed a lawsuit against him.
He is a violin player for a long time for Dave Matthews,
yes,
Band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it go all the way back to like the beginning?
He was one of the original members. He was the last to join the band, but he was one of the original six members of the band.
What did they say that he did?
He's been like kind of working on the side with this new band that he started called Crystal Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it kind of unfolded was weird, because last year the band took off and the different members did their own things, but they didn't tour all together as a band. And so Boyd spent the whole year touring around small clubs with this band that he's been kind of formulating and mentoring and
thing,
like recording and stuff, producing, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then the trumpet player quits and later on starts saying, you know, I wasn't comfortable with this. He was kind of flying me out to stuff and showering me with gifts and tickets to things and whatever. And then would just, you know, in the studio act creepy, and like there was text messages where he called the kid boner material. And I mean, the guy was
so
of age.
It was a guy who was the target of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Which Boyd is married with, I believe, two kids.
Ooh.
To a woman. So this is a side guy, and that Boyd was trying to like, that the allegation that he was trying to like hook up with him and kind of use his influence over him.
Sure.
And his money to kind of get him to do whatever he wanted. Like, hey, I started you a band, you know.
Right. I feel like they're required in some way to kind of go through with whatever's happening because of the pressure there.
And so after a whole year of touring around with this tiny ass band that's not, you know, making you a whole lot of money, the big money job comes up and he goes, well, I gotta take the year off and focus on me and my health and my family. And
he knew this was coming out.
Not looking so good. I think the writing was on the wall that he knew something was going to happen. And he's been accused in legal documents of similar things before, but those were thrown out because the accuser was also like embezzling money and
what the heck? Drama in the Dave Matthews Band world.
And
you would never think so, but
it was I thought they were all just chilling out.
Some of them were a little more chill than others.
I guess so. So did Dave Matthews make a statement about it, or
they just said you know, we're shocked, we didn't know anything about it. A rep said, well, though he's no longer a member of the band, we're still shocked and da da da. That was the first like statement that said he's not a member of the band anymore.
Huh. Yeah, so that's all done.
Not that he was just taking the year off.
Let's go over to Muff Mouth with a dispatch.
What's going down, Junkies?
Hey.
I was listening to the show on Friday and I literally got to live trivia before I realized it was a repeat.
See, good for you.
I got to live trivia before I turned live trivia off.
Yeah.
Very last thing.
I figured we could just give him an opportunity. Why not? People paid attention.
So why am I getting an alert right now? Because there is, let me turn this off real quick. There is another dispatch here from Yarbs.
News Junkie, what's going on this rainy day? I got some friends who are fishing captains out in Hawaii saying that stuff is burning their skin and stinging their eyes like hell.
I imagine.
But the good thing is those marlin are chewing. My boys landed a grander the other day.
A grander?
Stupid.
Damn. A grander? 1,000 pounds? Is
that maybe.
1,000 pounds?
Worth $1,000.
Either that?
The picture that I was telling you about earlier, the guy with his shoes on fire?
Uh-huh.
He added, he goes, you know, when you step on lava like that, your shoes just don't burst into flames. So he added accelerant to his shoes.
Oh,
to,
my God.
Good
to get a good Facebook
him.
Picture.
This guy's going all
I
out.
I appreciate that.
I really want to get some grade A social media material here. I know what I'll do. I'll light my shoes on fire and have some accelerant to help the lava out in along the way. Back in just a moment with the next episode. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The game of magnets, taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie. You can bet, you can play, you can cry, you can pray, but nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can run, you can hide, you can leave, you can stay, nothing's gonna save you from the tidal wave. You can
play, the next episode, in just a moment, watching a little bit of hockey this weekend, which is kind of a weird thing for me, but they're in the playoffs, coming up to the Stanley Cup, and the Vegas Golden Knights are an expansion team. This is the first ever year that they've even played, and they just won, and they're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, which I think is unheard of in any major sport, an expansion
right.
team going all the way to the Finals, and they've done it. It's this pretty crazy feat. Everybody seems excited, except for the sports books in Las Vegas, because there was a bunch of people at the beginning of the year who took 500-1 odds that they would win the Stanley Cup. Let's just ride a couple bucks on this thing. Each major sports book has at least one ticket outstanding that will pay $50,000 if the Knights win, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So they're worried about having some pretty major payouts if the Las Vegas Golden Knights take their first season in the NHL and bring it all the way to Stanley Cup victory. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
My name is Macarena. The boys, they say, me so you win, yeah. Hey, Macarena.
Nothing. Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey. Are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah.
So rainy. But remember, this Wednesday, my friends, Orlando Pride is taking on North Carolina Courage, 7:30 p.m. I'll be there, and the first 150 people to buy tickets at orlando-pride.com/thanksally get a free beer courtesy of Allie Krieger. This is a five-match unbeaten streak. They're coming out of their very first ever win in Portland, and Orlando Pride is now third in the NWSL standings. That means we're going to the playoffs, baby! At least if we kick North Carolina's ass. So be there, 7:30. I'll have more information on my social media.
What day of the week is it?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Hump Day Soccer. We all love it. 38 years ago, the year 1980.
Star Wars?
Yes. Which episode?
Episode three.
No.
One.
No.
Four?
Five.
Five is right. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Strikes Back.
When I said two, I meant the second movie, which is episode 5.
Oh, right. This guy.
Yes. Now remember, Luke was frozen. Han Solo was frozen. Luke was stuffed into a tauntaun. And then Yoda was there, I think.
Yes.
Went on to become the 12th highest grossing film of all time. Now, at the time, wasn't known as episode 5. It was just Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. And to anyone over the age of 35, it's the second Star Wars movie, not the fifth one. Mm-hmm. Boom. Right there. Knowledge for your brain hole. Now, Suits star Meghan Markle signed on for a long-running, incredibly expensive reality series. I don't know if you guys heard. But actress Meghan Markle, best known to the American audiences for the 7 seasons she spent on USA Suits, signed a contract this week to join one of the planet's longest-running reality shows, making a public appearance affirming her commitment to a co-starring role in the British royal family.
Oh.
Yes, unlike most reality shows, which tend to operate on certain budgets, TBRF, Royal British Family, has almost shockingly deep pockets. They have a big budget, something that was exemplified in the roster of the guest star appearances during the Royal Wedding Special.
There were some big names on there.
Are the royals still rich?
Yeah, of course.
Rich AF.
Where does their money come from?
Royal money.
Yeah, old money.
Just like Scrooge McDuck royal money. They just have a lot of it.
The taxes, right?
Yep, they take everybody else's money, I think.
Now, Oprah, George Clooney, several of those sorts of reality show stars, mostly famous for being famous. Filming was also attended by several of Markle's old co-stars. Supporting her as she makes the transition from scripted to unscripted content. Now, the actress's past credits also include small roles in Horrible Bosses, Fox TV show Fringe, but obviously this is the potential for a role of a lifetime. With a number of follow-up specials, including The Royal Baby, Royal Jubilee, Queen Elizabeth's Big Bonkers 93rd Birthday Bash, which I think Shaggy will be playing at.
Nice.
Now, they have come out with the numbers. The official viewing figures have been announced. And it's a pretty impressive reading as far as who watched the royal wedding on Saturday. Almost 18 million Brits and one American in her sweatpants with her cats.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
That was you.
Making it officially the most watched TV event of the year. Record was previously held by Britain's Got Talent. But now who's got the talent? Meghan and Harry. Now the average audience of 8.7 viewers over at BBC One, that included me.
8.7 million, I'm hoping.
Just 8.7. No legs, surprisingly. I was watching the BBC feed. This was my favorite part. This was after the pastor wrapped up the homily, and then there's this big pause, and it's time for the commentator to jump back in.
And may God hold us all in those almighty hands of love.
Well, that was a very forceful and uplifting message from Bishop Michael.
A very forceful.
To be followed by Karen Gibson and the Kingdom.
Everywhere else, Sky News, Sky One, BBC News programs, each seen by averages of less than 500,000 viewers, which takes the total across the channels to just below 18 million. But despite the impressive figures, Harry and Meghan's big day is still watched by less people than Prince William and Kate Middleton's nuptials in 2011. So they get to talk about that during Thanksgiving. And back in 81, Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding watched by 28.4 million.
I wonder what the worldwide numbers are, because that's what matters. And I was talking this morning, those were the U.S. numbers. I think what you're saying might be the U.K. numbers. Mm-hmm. And there are people all over the world, wherever the British monarchy reigns, which is like Australia, Canada, mm-hmm. all these places, must have been huge numbers in all of those countries.
I would think so. I want to see the numbers for the HBO, Cord and Tish, because I was watching that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite moment.
I actually brought something.
Cord is not a huge fan of horses.
Have you ever tried exposure therapy, Cord?
No, no, I haven't. What is that?
What it does is it cures anxiety by exposing you to scary things a little bit at a time.
Well, and this worked.
It worked. It really did. And I think it could work for you too. I brought...
Yes.
Some different size toy horses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Keep okay. your eyes closed. Are you ready?
Yep. I am ready.
Open your eyes.
Get that the f- away from me. Jeez.
The horse.
I'm serious, Tish. Mm, put that tiny horse back in that box right now. I'm gonna lose my.
Okay.
I'm not kidding around.
Okay.
Now it might be cool to dress up as this guy for the premiere. New movie out this weekend.
Seattle. Deadpool.
Solo.
Deadpool.
Deadpool is right. Solo's tonight, I believe.
The Deadpool theme song is not nearly as attached to the movie as all the other big theme songs.
And I'm not even sure if this is the official one. It's just the one I've had in my system for
a while. I've gone to do Today I Learned before, and at least that has like something to do with Deadpool. The one that keeps coming up is the Deadpool theme song is DMX.
Oh, really?
I was like, the DMX song? It doesn't have one like Superman or Batman.
Well, dressing up as Deadpool for the new movie sounds like fun until you get arrested for terrorism. And that's exactly what happened to two comic book fans arrested in the street at gunpoint because one of them was dressed as Deadpool for a film premiere. Alessandro Botta and his friend Christian planned to attend a screening of the new superhero film in Switzerland, and they were met at a bus stop nearby, already in full costume. And when they drove to the cinema, they were surrounded by armed police with their guns drawn. Now, pictures that were shared on social media showed at least five officers handcuffing the pair after forcing them to lie face down on the footpath. They were surprised by the police reaction, especially that they were arrested while wearing normal clothes. They say, neither of us thought it would be a problem. I didn't understand why my attempt to tell them it was a misunderstanding was useless. Now, after the initial tension, the officers had a good laugh about it and let them go after an hour. They said, Christian, I guess getting the, you know, confirmation they weren't terrorists.
It's a long conversation.
One of them was fined under a Swiss burqa ban prohibiting face coverings in public.
Because that's what that's meant for.
The friends still made it to the movie, entertain other Deadpool fans with their costume, posing for several photos at the movie theater. And Swiss supermarket giant Migros decided to chime in. They mocked the police response on social media while advertising a peel-off mask saying, with this, you won't get arrested. See, they have humor in Switzerland, and they do as well in Toronto. A double comic book character arrest.
Yeah.
This guy arrested as well.
Hole?
Nope. It's good
Wolverine?
News for people who are worried about somebody with a bunch of rings, maybe?
Oh, some Thanos!
Thanos is right.
Oh, gosh, I would never have guessed that.
Being out there somewhere in the universe, snapping his fingers. Well, it seems like the Mad Titan finally got what was coming for him in Toronto because police arrested a guy dressed fully as Thanos.
Oh, no.
It was adorable. They reported a man, Frank Caracci, who was costumed as Thanos, wanted to bring some humor to his fellow Canadians. So he got the Toronto police. Don't snap right now.
Yeah. What he's doing. It's a Thanos thing.
And C-Lane disappears in ashes.
Oh, don't. Now you're spoiling.
You should have watched it by now, everybody. But don't worry. It was all part of the fun of dressing up and getting arrested. The 16-year-old that voices this character right here.
Dora the Ex?
Nope.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig is right. The 16-year-old that voices Peppa Pig earns $1,500 an hour. How about adulting for all of us when it comes to the star of Peppa Pig? They assumed that maybe she was raking it in, but now they have confirmed making $1,500 an hour. And according to some resources, they say by the time she's 21, I believe she is 18, 16, I'm sorry. By 21, she'll be a multimillionaire.
Why are they saying by the hour? Why, like, don't they usually say by the episode, right?
I guess when it comes to voice acting, it's different.
Oh.
Maybe with the amount of time they put in. or they're averaging out her salary.
When did that show happen over here? Wasn't that like a big show in the UK?
Yep.
And like the whole thing is British, I think.
I think so, or at least came from over there, but anything that's on PBS kind of blows up.
Yeah.
That's where the money's at.
Yeah, for little kids, I guess.
Either little kids that are going to end up on Dr. Phil or perhaps...
Peppa Pig voice.
Peppa Pig voices. And finally, I'll leave you with this. A study, thanks to our good friends at TickPick, they committed a public service act for everybody. And these are the festivals where you're most likely to get laid. I have to thank Simon and the engineer for passing this along. Now, half of all respondents, 1,000 people that they interviewed, half of them are willing to get to know somebody at a music festival. Which festival ticket is most likely to get you to Pork City? That is Electric Forest, 30.2%.
I don't know that one. Wait, 30% of the people who went to it got laid?
Yes, that's Tents and Tents and Bass. Bonnaroo is coming next, second, 27.3%. And at 14.4, last place festival to get laid at is the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Because you're not there to get laid. You're there to see all of the artists, just like you could hear them on the iHeartRadio app.
Also, to iHeart's credit with this, I mean...
This is indefensible.
It's held in an arena and an outdoor area. There's not as many places to bang. Like places like Bonnaroo... You're camping. There's places to bring. I don't know what they're counting and not counting here.
Obviously, what they need is the iHeartRadio bang room to bring these numbers up a little bit.
iHeart banging people. Porta potties, also where people have sex. And Burning Man, most places that people service orally.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that at tickpick.com and then go to festival and do it.
You could get some over at the trash fence where Daft Punk plays.
On the boob tube, Miss USA on Fox, the 26th season finale of Dancing with the Stars, the final year on HBO, second season premiere of, congratulations, Shawnee's Home Court on VH1.
Exciting.
And you can catch Matthew McConaughey, All Right, All Right, All Right on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a great Monday, Chodes, and remember,
smoke weed every day.
Thanks for bringing a live trivia up next. Now's the time when you get on the phone and call us up. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Now, this is going to be more random because the show is off on Friday. So if you didn't listen Friday, don't worry about it. Just jump on the lines and give it a shot. 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. The rest of you get the app out and ready to go. You can play along at exactly 105. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Real Radio.
The kind of crew who types the word functioning in bold, italic, and underline. This is the News Junkie.
Live trivia in just a moment. If you'd like to play along, well, you're going to be playing along right now or so in the News Junkie app. Well, make sure each and every day you're following along with the show and you have the app downloaded. And that way, when it's time for live trivia at 1 o'clock, you are ready to go. So let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Monday, May 21st, 2018. 7 questions, 2 callers head-to-head to battle it out for a great prize. You're playing along right this very moment on the News Junkie app. Good luck over there. Live trivia brought to you by Nations Trucks and NationsTrucks.com. Our good friends over there, if you're in the market for a truck, always go to NationsTrucks.com first. Let's pick some players. Here we go. How about Simba, are you there?
I swing ya.
All right, that'll work. Simba, and how about Tap Yes, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Tapyes and Simba are players in live trivia today. The best of luck to the two of you. Let's see how this shakes out, starting with question number one. Which of the following is a wedding tradition that was started by the royal family? Is that the bride wearing white, something old, new, borrowed, and blue, having a flower girl, or having a wedding cake? Simba, which one's right?
The last one.
All right, Tapyes?
Last one.
We'll go to number two. At the wedding of Kate Middleton and Prince William, the cost of this was over $24 million. Is that the cost of catering and entertainment, security measures, the wedding in its entirety, or Westminster Abbey restorations? Tapyes?
I'll say security.
All right, you say security. What do you say, Simba?
Second one.
That brings us down to number three. The largest margin of victory in the Preakness over two horse racing was 11 and a half lengths. Which horse ran away with the race that convincingly? And here's a hint for you. It was in 2004, and the horse is not dumb. Who was the horse? Silver Charm, Big Brown, Smarty Jones, or American Pharaoh? Simba.
Smarty Jones.
And Tapyes?
Smarty Jones.
Number four, the Preakness was first run in 1873. Which horse won the first running of the Preakness? Was that the horse named Shirley, Seabiscuit, Swamp As, or Survivor? Go ahead, Tapyes.
Say the first one.
All right, you say Shirley. What do you say, Simba?
Seabiscuit.
On to number five. Which of the following was the title given to Harry and Meghan on their wedding day by the Queen? Do they now call them the Duke and Duchess of Mayfair, the Duke and Duchess of Gingersuits, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, or the Duke and Duchess of Deesnoots? Go ahead, Simba.
First one.
All right, the first one for you, Tapyes. What about you?
Sussex.
And just like that, we're on to the final two, gentlemen. Following their royal wedding, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip received 2,500 of these. Did they get 2,500 wedding gifts, congratulatory telegrams, death threats, or guests gathered outside Buckingham Palace? Tapyes.
We'll say guests.
Which one?
The last one.
Okay, you said the guest outside. Simba, your turn.
Same.
Number seven, the final question. Meghan Markle herself was one of the stars of USA Network's show Suits. What was Meghan's first TV appearance ever? Was she a nurse on General Hospital, a prostitute on CSI Miami, a ring girl on TNA Wrestling, or an EMT on Grey's Anatomy? Simba.
Last one.
And choose wisely, Tapyes.
Last one.
We'll put you both on hold. We'll go over the questions and the answers. It's a random trivia related to what's going on in the world right now today. And so a lot of different people probably doing well that generally just they don't have the comprehension skills. They listen to the show and then they go, I forgot all of that. Don't worry, though. If you are that way, I do the same thing. Right after the show, I'll talk to Jim Phillips or something. I'll go, what are you guys talking about today?
I don't remember.
No idea. Celia and I look at each other and go, he's going to ask him, what do we talk about? You got to piece together everything.
I think last week I was like, Hawaii's blowing up.
A volcano or something. The battle between Simba and Tapyes in live trivia today. Let's run back through them, starting with question number one. What wedding tradition was started by the royal family?
Simba and Tapyes both said having a wedding cake, and that wedding cake has two tiers. Correct answer was the bride wearing white.
I had no idea. So having a white wedding dress was started by the royal family.
Yes,
then.
At least according to the trivia quiz that I played this morning when I made trivia.
Number two, at the wedding of Kate Middleton and Prince William, this cost $24 million.
Both the players said security measures, and that answer was royally correct.
Number three, in the Preakness, the biggest win ever was this horse.
Simba and Tapyes said Smarty Jones, and looks like both of you are smarties.
Number four, the Preakness was first. God, this has been going on forever. Preakness was first run in 1873. Which horse won the first running of the Preakness?
Tapyes said Shirley, and surely you don't know anything about Preakness. It was Simba that said Seabiscuit. And that answer, also incorrect. Correct answer, Survivor.
Number five, which was the title given to Harry and Meghan on their wedding day?
Simba said the Duke and Duchess of Mayfair, but this one's not fair for you. It was Tap Yes that said the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, and that answer did not Sussex. It was right.
All of them sound fancy. You put Duke or Duchess in front of anything, it just sounds impressive.
Even Duke and Duchess of D's Nuts?
If you have to pronounce it a little, if you get away from the D's Nuts side of it, it's still impressive to have Duke and Duchess out there. Number six, for their royal wedding, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip received 2,500 of these.
Both the players said guests gathered outside Buckingham Palace, but boy, it was way more than 2,500. It was actually congratulatory telegrams.
Yeah, the crowds are a lot bigger than that, like hundreds of thousands of people. Number seven, Meghan Markle was on Suits, but what was her first TV appearance?
Simba and Tapias both said an EMT on Grey's Anatomy. That answer, flatlined. Correct answer, a nurse on General Hospital, but we do have a winner, and that's Tap Yes!
All right! Congratulations, Tap Yes! You are the winner in live trivia today. Hang on tight, my friend. We're going to get your information so we can get you a great prize. What do we have today, C-Lane?
I have a pair of deluxe passes to MegaCon, good for all 4 days, May 24th through the 27th at the Orange County Convention Center. Where you can meet Norman Reedus, Stephen Moyer from True Blood, Charlie Cox, Elijah Wood, Jeff Goldblum, and more. Plus, there's a brand new cosplay competition, all kinds of shopping madness, and more. More info at realradio.fm, keyword events. I also have a pair of tickets to see the Orlando Pride take on the Carolina Courage on May 23rd at Orlando City Stadium. Those tickets on sale now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
Also, we are going to be involved in the whole MegaCon thing that's going on. Still working on the final details of what's happening there. But there's a lot of big names at MegaCon this year. Really cool event if you're going to go check that out. And stay tuned for more details on how you can see us over there very soon. Let's take a look at the scoreboard and the News Junkie app.
Always like the Monday random trivia because we get to see some new names on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And at the top with 500 points, Plain Jane has the lead, followed by Jaeger Bill, Laura, Milo, Kaori, Susanna, Tarpon Tamer, Nation's Trucks, Nate, Brown Eyed Girl, and Bill W. The back five for the day. It's a big old tie for 300. Looks like Brando Calrissian, Just the Tip, and Jawa and Lee Road.
All right. All you could play along, too. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store to download the app and get ready to go. When we come back, allegations at a police department. This is not to do with overactions or overreactions with police and suspects. This is all things that happen in the office. And the antics are pretty wild. Wait till you hear these, and there's even audio evidence we'll play along with it. That's coming up next. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio. 104.1. Documenting and contributing to the decline in American culture. This is the News Junkie.
Well, check out your latest dispatches from the News Junkie app in just a moment. And I can't imagine watching this stuff in Hawaii. It makes you realize just how far away Hawaii is and how there's a whole different world. Around here, we have to worry about things, Sabrina, like the hurricane season kicking up and tropical depressions and rain.
More rain.
And more rain and all of the rain. But we don't have to worry about lava flow.
Not yet.
That's nice. It's kind of a nice thing to go, yeah, we get hit with hurricanes from time to time. No real true issues with lava flowing out. We don't need to worry about Laze, the new thing, L-A-Z-E, that they're worried about over there in Hawaii with this stuff hitting the water and just filling the air with poisonous gases. And it's just a whole different world. So it's nice to see this. It's nice to see Hawaii get a win. They got all this stuff going on, and it's nice to see them get a win. And it's time somebody else got shoved out of the way. Now, I got nothing against them. I got no problem with him, but the yodeling kid has had his time. It's time for him to move on.
I told you.
He's been on the stage at Coachella. He has been all over television. He was on Ellen, right?
He was on Ellen. Then he did a massive concert after Ellen at...
he was at the big one in Nashville, Grand Ole Opry.
Yep, and I saw some clip of him at the Billboard Music Awards just collecting cash from people.
Yeah, and now he's walking down the red carpet. Did you see any of this stuff, C-Lay?
No,
He's walking down the red carpet like he's the biggest star in the world. And he's got his, you know, little outfit on, looks like Woody from Toy Story or something. And all this started because the yodeling kid went into a store, like a Walmart or something, and just started singing, just started yodeling. And somebody videotaped it and put it online, and it went viral. Now, Hawaii is stepping up. Even with all the lava flowing all over the Hawaiian Islands, there is still time to go in and knock the yodeling kid down a peg. And this is the Hawaiian yodeling kid. He's getting a lot of attention today. I think it's mostly because people feel bad about what's happening in Hawaii. Let's see, is he better than the yodeler kid? Is it time to kick the yodeler out the way and have some time for the Hawaiian kid? Let's see, here it is.
Let's go!
1, 2, 3.
I got the feeling called a blue. Oh, Lord, I'm not gonna say goodbye. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is sit inside.
That's pretty good.
Sounds just like the other one.
He does.
Yeah. Is it a different song?
No, same song.
She do me, she do you, she's got the kind of loving. Lord, I want to hear when she calls me sweet daddy. Such a beautiful name.
Yeah!
Wait, you guys don't like that he did the same song?
No, I didn't say anything along those lines. It just sounds exactly like the other kid.
It sounds...
Had you asked me... is this the yodel kid from America?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Is this the yodel kid from the Walmart? I don't know what state he came from, or the one from Hawaii. It's not exactly the same, which, you know, he nailed it.
He did. He hit all the right notes.
What's this song about? Is it about a lady doing everybody?
It's a filthy song. It's a filthy song. It says right there at the end, it's like, you do me this, you do that. These young kids are really catching on to it. And somewhere there's somebody getting residual checks from this song that they're singing, going, what is happening out there? Why are these songs all of a sudden selling again? So the Hawaii yodeler, will he knock the other kid down? He should have done the Somewhere Over the Rainbow song. I mean, that's the song we all attach to Hawaii, isn't it?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
See? Could have done that. And brought that and get a little ukulele in there.
So you didn't like that he did the same song?
I thought he did good, but I don't think it's as easy to stand out if you don't do something new and unique. And that's kind of where he finds himself. Let's go to some dispatches real quick. Here is KC with a dispatch.
Hey, first time dispatch. My name is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Just wanted to say hi. I worked the Beer America event on Saturday with C-Lay and Sabrina.
Oh, great.
Orlando Weekly event. And I just want to say they did a great job. I had a good time, even though it poured all day. There was still about 8,000 people there with umbrellas and ponchos and everything. You know, day drinking. Just want to say hi. I love you guys. And good job. Bye.
There you go. Thank you for the dispatch. Appreciate that. You can send your dispatch in through the News Junkie app. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. Here's Deadpool Deb.
Hey, guys. On the trivia today, the four options were Duke and Duchess of, and you couldn't see what the answer was.
No.
So that was kind of crazy. But the other thing I wanted to mention was Anne Burrell was Mario Batali's sous chef for many, many years.
That guy's under fire.
I didn't see the show last night, but... I mean, did she make a comment about anything? I mean, she worked for him for a long, long time. Maybe that's something we could check out. Talk to y'all later. Have a good one.
I don't know. Thank you, Deadpool Deb. I guess you're saying somebody who was involved somehow was a sous chef for Mario Batali for a really long time. I just know that after that 60 Minutes report, he is toast. It's not going to be something that you could survive. Let's go over to Mr. S.
To talk about the 500-1 odds on the Vegas Knights winning. That is crazy. It think it might be the biggest odd differential in history, except for Leicester City won the English Premiership at 5,000 to 1.
I remember that.
That being said, I think in the middle of the season they were about 250 to 1, which is also very good odds. But that's about it.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, guys.
That's why you got to jump out of the dispatch at the end, because people don't know how to close things up.
Put up the good work, guys.
Put up the good work.
Just,
yeah.
Phone it in from now on.
For the Vegas team, it's pretty impressive first year for sure. And now they find themselves with this crazy stat of some folks who put down money that they were going to go all the way to the Stanley Cup. And that's what he was mentioning there. Let's go to Jed.
Good afternoon, News Junkie crew.
Hey.
Just getting ready to go on my trip to Idaho for a week. Going to go camping with my best friends. It's going to be a good time. Shout out to Connor, Large Father Conrad. I know he's listening. Going to go play Game of Magnets with his magnets on the back of his truck. Ain't nobody out there in Idaho playing, but we are. Game of Magnets, Game of Magnets.
A terrible question. What is there to do in Idaho? I've never been to Idaho before.
I don't know.
Potato-related things?
That's all I would think of. Idaho is just potatoes to me.
It's actually really beautiful to go visit.
I've never been there.
Very, very good for the nature lovers.
It's left out of the natural discourse. Just nobody's talking. Nobody just randomly brings up Idaho. And I think when you fill out states, you know, you see those things where here's the U.S. map, and now you fill out, this is Florida, obviously, and you know where all the states are. Idaho's one of the ones where you go, ah, which one was that? Unless you know the thing that C-Lane knows, where it's that whole song that lets you remember every single state. What is it? Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, whatever that one is. You'll hit Idaho eventually in there as you name off all the states, obviously. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to work this in here because I want to talk about this. You know what? There's too much to the story. We'll do it when we come back because we got to take a quick break. This is about the police officers in New Jersey who have been busted for some antics that happened in the office. And some of it is pretty unbelievable what they're accused of saying and doing that's led to this investigation. And like I said, I do have the audio of some of this as well. We'll play that all next. Stay where you are. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Download the app and earn a badge that matches your corrupt soul. The News Junkie.
Jury duty in just a moment at a small town police station with a bunch of ridiculous, ridiculous accusations against them. Did you guys catch up with Westworld last night, or are you way behind on all this stuff?
I'm now 2 weeks behind.
I'm going to binge the whole thing.
You're just going to watch it all at once?
I think so.
The episode last night, I'm watching this stuff, and I'm not going to spoil anything if you haven't seen it, but there's just more and more doors that keep opening, and it gets more and more confusing. And I have a terrible habit, and I know this is a bad habit, but I mostly just half-watch stuff. I'm doing some work, usually. I'm getting caught up with this or that, and I'm kind of watching, okay, following along. And this is a show that just demands 100% of your attention because there's about 8 timelines going on. And honestly, before last week's episode, which I had to go back and watch twice because I wasn't paying enough attention, but before last week's episode, I was fully engaged with, forget this show, I'm done with this. It's just they're opening up too many timelines, and it's getting to be like Lost with the polar bears running around and the smoke monsters. And then I thought last week they brought it all back together. I was like, that was a really good episode. And then this week, yesterday, I did that whole thing where the moment it starts airing on HBO, you can watch it in the app. And I start watching, and I go, oh my God, and only half paying attention again. It does require 100% of your attention. I haven't seen the numbers on it. I'm interested to see how they're doing. But, God, they're already cranking through that. And then you know what's going to happen. Then we got to wait 2.5 more years before there's a third season of this.
They really need to, and their numbers might dictate this to them if we don't. They need to have a plan on producing the next season, which has already been ordered. So season three is already happening.
It's happening, yeah.
They need to produce it fast, and it needs to be faster than this last gap because, like you said, people are forgetting what happened, and they're not going back and watching it and watching the replays, and they're just going, you know what, I don't have time for this, screw it.
I mean, we live in a world right now where people get burned out on stuff in like 5 seconds. You got to keep going with it.
100%.
If you have 2 years where there's not another season of your show, people go, wait, what was that? There's like 5 new shows since then that I've been watching.
But if they knock it out of the park, then people start talking about it, and their numbers go up. And they realize maybe 2 years was enough to put out the perfect product. But I understand. Right now, I can't say that I'm as interested.
Yeah.
Had they had season two a couple months after I finished season one, I would have been, you know, waiting on the edge of my seat.
Even if they would have just split it up, like take the whole season, cut it in half, and give us half now, and then we can wait 3 or 4 months or something, and then bring back the other half of the season while you're working on the next one. So there's just some better planning that needs to be going on here. Speaking of planning, there was very little of it going on at this Mountainside Police Department I've been talking about. Here's what they say. This is from NJ.com. This is New Jersey's largest news website. They say, sexual harassment, check. Homophobic games, check. Racial slurs, check. Testicles on a soda can, check. A chief who points his gun at his officers, check. What? A computer riddled with porn viruses, and to top it all off, a big blue dildo. Those are among the many, many antics alleged by Mountainside police officers and employees against other officers in this lawsuit that has been going around and starting to get attention over the last couple of days. 46 pages long, and it's all at this small little police department in this town of about 7,000 people. And some of the stuff that was going on. So here's a bit of it. First, you learn about the tale of Big Blue. And Big Blue is a dildo that terrorized police headquarters. And this was owned by the internal affairs officer.
Giggity.
So the head of the detective bureau, the 2014 cop of the year. And at one point, the school's district resource officer. This is a detective by the name of Andrew Huber. Huber 44 allegedly would wave around Big Blue, throw it within the detective bureau, and throw it at people walking past the detective bureau. So he had at the police department a Big Blue dildo, and he would just harass people with it, throw it at people.
Would it have been harassment if, say, he just attached it to the wall somewhere so that when people walked in, they were startled by the sight of the dildo?
They don't mention whether or not that would classify here. He just would wave around Big Blue, throw it at people, and when he was not using it, it would go into his coffee mug. They even recorded some of this.
What the f***? What do you think, a fishing
line? They're, you know, horsing around with this thing. He's hitting people in the head with it.
Sounds like he's having a good time.
They also said there was all these other incidents that they're looking after. Including racist stuff, homophobic stuff, sexual harassment. And one employee who put his testicles on another soda can and surprised him with the information that he had done that shortly afterward. So now there are a couple of employees on leave. And we'll see. I'm hoping, really, that they're not going to be getting their jobs back. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session. So put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm. Their website is easy to find. It's at DeWittLaw.com. Wait until you hear this story about a guy out of North Carolina in just a second. But 1-800-DeWittLaw is the phone number. You can either call or text that if you get into an accident. Reach out. This is a law firm that's really going to help you out. It's more than just these TV and billboard attorneys. They're going to give your case the attention it deserves. And it's kind of useful at any time if you have a legal question, you can email it. You can do it from your cell phone, from your laptop, from your work computer, whatever. It's ask@dewittlaw.com. This is a baffling story. And I don't know if you guys have heard about this at all. This guy out of North Carolina who crashed his car into a restaurant.
No, I didn't.
Man, this is so weird. This guy's name is Roger Self, and he's 62 years old, and he's been arrested now. So he goes into this restaurant in North Carolina, and they're serving lunch on Sunday. And he gets a table, and his entire family sits down and take a seat, and they're about to eat. It's called the Surf and Turf Lodge. So you're going to get some nice, delicious food, I'm sure, a relaxed midday meal. So as they set the whole family down at this table, Roger goes, all right, I'll be back in a second. Goes out in the parking lot, gets into his SUV, and drives full speed into the restaurant, hitting the table where his daughter and daughter-in-law were just sat with him.
What?
Killing his daughter and killing his daughter-in-law. And people are going, what the hell just happened? Shocked patrons in the restaurant kind of going, they were not understanding what's going on here. Was this some sort of accident? They don't believe that it was. The guy was arrested. The vehicle went all the way into the restaurant. And he's been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. But so weird that he went in and, like, they got a table. Everything was calm. And then I said, I'll be right back in just a moment here.
Wow.
I said, all right, fine. And he goes out and then ends up coming back in, but this time behind the wheel of a car. Here's some more details here.
People are dead after a car crashed into a Gaston County restaurant this afternoon. It happened around noon at the Surf and Turf Lodge in Bessemer City. Police say it appears the suspect intentionally drove his car into that restaurant.
That's crazy.
Right, Gaston County firefighters, police officers, and medics race to the Surf and Turf Lodge as the popular Sunday brunch spot turns into a chaotic crime scene.
And I had a loud boom.
As his parents listen nearby, Caleb Martin says he was bussing tables and had just walked away from the dining room when the car crashed through.
I can't imagine how startling that would be. You're just trying to get through your Sunday. The brunch crowd is dying down a little bit, and you're back there moving some tables around, and you're getting your silverware set for the next rush, and all of a sudden, bam, an entire SUV drives through the side of your establishment and ends up hitting these people sitting there at the table eating.
I turned the corner and I saw the back of a white car in the doorway. I didn't know what to do.
After quickly calming down, he says he began helping medics take care of injured customers.
And I was back there moving debris off people and just trying to help anybody I could.
649 County Hold Channel, we got a old man trapped in the building.
Bessemer City police say the man who drove through the dining room is Roger Self. Investigators say he killed two people, including his own daughter, Gaston County Sheriff's Deputy Caitlin Self.
She was off duty at the time that she lost her life.
Sound like I said off duty.
Mm-hmm. Tragic loss of life.
Several others were injured. Some were flown to nearby hospitals. Martin says Roger Self was a regular customer, and he says what happened inside that dining room has changed life as he knew it.
Oh, I imagine. They said some sort of domestic incident. They don't really go into why he did it, what drove him. I hate to say that. I mean, to pun there, but drove him to do this, and he ended up driving right into the place. Meanwhile, be careful. Always be on the lookout. There was a woman who just wanted to use the bathroom at Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't think that's very much to ask. Could you just let her use the bathroom? No, that's not going to happen. Because this occurred as this woman goes to use the restroom. A victim tells police a man entered the restroom shortly after her and stood right outside the stall she was occupying.
That's so creepy.
She's in there going to the bathroom. This guy's right outside the stall and something's going on. The man stood there breathing heavily and moaning. All she could see were his black boots underneath the stall door. The man then left the bathroom and exited the store a short time later. Thankfully, no actual physical contact between the two, but scared the hell out of this lady. And clearly he was masturbating as she was in this stall, probably just scared out of her mind. Police say the suspect, described as a bald black male wearing glasses and a blue shirt, was seen on surveillance video loitering in front of the women's restroom, just sitting there waiting for somebody to come in. This woman comes in and then he follows right behind her. They're trying to figure out exactly who did that. And many, many updates on this latest, and God, I hate that you have to even say latest, school shooting. This one at this school right outside of Houston. Again, I'm going to do my best, like I always try to do, not name the people responsible for this, Because the more and more I look into this, the more that is a motivation for some of these kids. Now, I remember seeing small moments in life where I go, God, that just doesn't seem like a good idea. One would be when Rolling Stone magazine decided to put the Boston Bomber in this photograph right on the cover of the magazine. And you're kind of getting a message out there that even if your way to fame is carnage, you can get there. And when you learn more and more about how many of these people were influenced by one damn incident, the Columbine shooting has been an influence on so many of these kids that they've talked to after the shooting. You don't want to give these people attention. Don't plaster their photo all over the place. Don't say their name and make them into something that they're striving for. They want to be notorious. They want to make something out of their lives because many of them didn't have anything going on to begin with. So I hate that that happens. Of course, there are a wide variety of issues to look at, but that's certainly one of them. And now we're learning that this guy was kind of taunting some of the students that were in the classroom. This went on for like 30 minutes, man, that he was in the hallways of this school and shooting from classroom to classroom. A lot of the students ended up pretending to be dead and things like that. He was in a trench coat and carrying a revolver and a sawed-off shotgun. The gunman fired again through the wooden door after shooting his first victim, who had been shot in the chest. He lingered for nearly 30 minutes in a warren of four rooms, and you know the rest. The death toll hit 10. They believe now that there may have been some sort of motive for this, where one of the people that he targeted, explicitly targeted, it was this young girl, and this came a week after she rejected him. He kept trying to ask her out on dates and stuff, and she said, look, I'm not going to date you. I don't like you. I'm not interested. Whatever else happened there, she ended up one of the folks who died in the incident. And parents all over the place now going, God, you know, is my kid next? You look at the stats, and no matter what you think about this, this is definitely an American problem. It's definitely an issue that we have here in the United States that other people aren't dealing with. And there's just yet another example of how it can go not just wrong as one could imagine. I wish more of these media outlets would at least try to make the stride and the steps to not mentioning these names. And when you see people posting it out there, maybe comment on it, get that information out there. Who knows? That could change something. At least it's some effort that you could put into making things a bit better. When we come back, a simple, really simple, shockingly simple way you could stay slim. I don't know if I believe these scientists, but we'll see if you're convinced when we return. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Your next chance to win $1,000 is just minutes away on Real Radio 104.1. Preparing you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
Meet me on the corner. I'll always be your man. Meet me on the corner.
I'll always be a lot of stuff going on in the world of secret shows. Those of you who are subscribers, thank you so much for it. Those of you who are not, only take a second here, but we have our first ever live show coming up, and if you're paying attention, hopefully you've got your tickets for that. If you don't, you almost are out of luck here because there's like 9 tickets left, I think. But we started recording video for Secret Shows and testing out the app. I believe that the update for the app, which has been an exciting thing, it's a long time coming. Don't totally quote me on this, but I think by Friday you should have that in your hands, and that means video, secret shows, and a bunch of other great features, upgrades, and that kind of stuff. Also, MegaCon is on the way, and it's a big, big event this year. This convention, I remember when we went to MegaCon for the live broadcast years and years ago, was that one of the first ones that they did, or had it been around for a while before that?
I think it's been around for a while, but I will definitely double check. I will say that was my first experience at MegaCon. I had heard of Comic-Con, but only that it was a convention. I got to experience MegaCon that first year that we went, and it was like, I am sold. I will be here every year from now on. Not only is it fantastic for people watching, but you actually get to get immersed in that world.
Oh, yeah.
And just nerd out with everybody else.
You know what's pretty cool is the wide variety of famous people that you see when you go to something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see some super famous person from Walking Dead, turn your head a little bit and see, like, the Green Power Ranger, like I think happened last time we were there.
Yeah, I think we probably ran into that guy somewhere. I didn't really freak out much about it, is what I remember.
Yeah, no, I seem to remember you definitely geeking out pretty hard about that.
And I remember Jason David something Frank. I don't know. Yeah, it's like three free first names.
You can't even keep it together. Just talking about it now, you're reliving this whole thing. And there's a lot of huge names that are going to be there this year. And so we're going to be there on Thursday, I believe. We're going to be dropping by and recording a show from there and having some fun and just kind of hanging out at MegaCon on Thursday after the regular show. So should be a good time. If you are by there, we'll see you out there. We're going to make our way around. There's all kinds of stuff going on, so it should be a fun time. And we'll bring back some stories, certainly, for Friday's show from MegaCon. But a great event. If you didn't get tickets, look, it's almost every major kind of franchise thing that you're into.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some kind of presence there. And they have tons of cool stuff for sale. I remember last time when we went, I was shocked by just all the stuff that's going on. Like, remember the R2-D2 robot thing? It was like waist high, big, giant, badass robot that they had out there.
They have a bunch of attractions. I mean, gaming, organizations. I remember our first year, I attempted to sign up only because I wanted to spread the news about the speed dating option they had. They didn't even let me go in because too many people signed up for it.
Was that weird one where you like smelled somebody else's clothes? Or was it just a regular speed dating thing?
I think regular. I don't remember the smelling part.
There was a story we had right around that time about a new type of speed dating where you just smelled the other person's clothes, and that's how you would find out if you had an attraction.
She smells beautiful.
And then you go, I'm in love. And then, so I guess this was just a regular old-fashioned speed dating at that point in time. Not so regular and old-fashioned with the rest of the stuff they have there. In fact, we met a, what was it called? Wolfpack member? It was a furry.
Yes.
But they were like a different kind of furry.
They're a wolf? What do you mean?
It's a wolf, and then there was his girlfriend that was with him. It's a whole world.
I am so pumped up about the celebrities that are showing up this year. There's, from the top, Jeff Goldblum,
mm-hmm.
Lucy Lawless, Xena,
yeah.
The original Warrior Princess, Jason Momoa, who is the guy from Game of Thrones, first season, super hot with the dreads.
Oh, the guy
dragon
who
guy.
Was dating the dragon queen.
Yes, but he's in he's DC Justice League. He's Aquaman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The guy from True Blood, Norman Reedus, Elijah Wood, Amy Jo Johnson.
That's a Power Ranger, right?
Yeah. That is the woman that, you know, many people, Christopher Lane's age, that was the woman they masturbated to for the first time.
That was not.
Did you?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Did you have a poster of her?
No.
I named my cat after her.
Did you have a poster of all of the Power Rangers in your room?
I don't think I had any posters. I wasn't huge on posters.
Do kids not do posters anymore? Because when I was younger,
do they come in magazines anymore?
No, we used to go get them at like Spencer's Gifts. In the back, they had all the posters.
I wasn't allowed in Spencer's Gifts when I was little.
Your parents didn't let you go in Spencer's?
Yeah.
Because that one corner. That one corner of Spencer Gifts where they worked in all the adult novelties.
Yeah.
Right there in one little section. Not good news over in Venezuela. They did their whole voting thing. And on Sunday's presidential election, they had a victor. That's the same guy who's been leading them into disaster for the last, well, quite a while. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is celebrating his re-election in an energized speech, inviting his defeated challengers to join him for a dialogue about the country's future. They can have a lot of conversations about how it's a disaster, how socialism has completely ruined Venezuela, how they have to wait in line forever to try to get some food, how there's barely anything on the shelves in the stores, and yet they somehow elected him the president again. 68% of the votes, if you believe the votes, beating nearest challenger Henry Falcon, who's got a pretty damn cool name. Henry Falcon didn't win, though. He only got 28% of the vote. So perhaps a lot more trouble in store for Venezuela. Even though they got all that oil right there, they don't seem to be able to pull it together. It's a very, very, very simple way for you to stay slim. This isn't coming from me. What do I know about this stuff? I'm going to try and drop some weight now. I'm telling you, having the video cameras in the Secret Show studio, look at yourself and go, damn it, man. Mm-hmm. Hard to hide behind it. All right, I'm going to go this route. But maybe I'll do this because it's at least one thing I can do. And these scientists at something called the European Society of Endocrinology in Barcelona. That sounds official. They are saying they have a very easy way for you to stay thin. And that is take off your shoes when you enter the house.
How? What does that do?
This is, they say everyday products contain obesogens, which interfere with hormones and promote the buildup of fat in the body.
Where is this article from?
This is from The Telegraph, which is a respected publication in the UK. And researchers at University of Aveiro and Beira Interior in Portugal carried out a review into this whole thing. They found that diet, house dust, and everyday products such as cleaning chemicals, kitchenware, or cosmetics are the biggest sources of contaminants. In light of the findings, they made 7 recommendations to minimize the build of obesogens, which I've never heard of until this very moment, in your home. They say get fresh, organic, and pesticide-free food over processed products. Okay, that sounds like a good idea. Particularly those containing a long list of ingredients, blah, blah, blah. They say remove your shoes when you enter the house so you don't bring contaminants with you into your house. Outside's dirty. Vacuuming often to stop chemicals building up in house dust. So they're blaming dust, I guess, and the gross stuff from your shoes to making you a little bit fatter than you are already. So just kick the shoes off at the door. I've always found that something that is usually ingrained in you. If when you were little, your parents said, take your shoes off by the front door, you keep that with you for your entire life. If you didn't have that, it's not likely that that's a thing. I tend to like to just kick my shoes all over the place and then get yelled at. You're leaving shoes everywhere. Pick up your shoes. Yeah, damn you. The hell are you doing with your shoes everywhere? That kind of thing. Totally deserved, though. Let's go to the dispatches. Here is Poor Soul with a dispatch.
Just wanted to dispatch on Trump making that agriculture deal with China.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. We've been stockpiling romaine lettuce here in the States for a while now, and we really needed an outlet to get rid of it. So we just send it on over to China. Great idea.
How dare you, sir? The romaine lettuce is still no good, right? Did they make any changes on that? Everybody was getting sick from romaine lettuce for a while.
It was only the Arizona romaine lettuce.
Yeah, but it kept going for a while. But what they do is if it's just from Arizona, they're worried that everybody's too dumb to find the source of their romaine lettuce.
According to New York Daily News, it's probably okay to eat romaine lettuce again.
Oh, that's not very convincing. Maybe, maybe not with the romaine lettuce for now. Here's Swilly.
All right, so I won't pretend to be some gleaming beacon of integrity when it comes to Game of Magnets. I have one on my refrigerator. It's one of the originals, and I got it autographed, so I kind of want to keep it around.
All right.
I got my Death to Robots magnet a little while ago, and at first that was on the refrigerator too, but then I started feeling bad for it, so I stuck it on my truck, and it got stolen in a couple of days. It's just the way that it goes. But I swear to God, if I come across another one of you that has glued a magnet to the back of your car, I'm going to get a crowbar and steal your bumper.
Settle down. Your blood is boiling over. I didn't know that was that big of a problem. I have seen people do that where they take the news junkie magnet and permanently affix it to the bumper. I don't think that's a recommended thing.
No, actually, if you go to CarMax with it glued to your bumper, it goes up in value by $104.
That doesn't seem like it would be a good thing on the Carfax report, but to each their own. Let's go to Nail Wright with the dispatch.
Hey, junkies. I still think the Royal Wedding from Spaceballs is the best one ever.
All right, Spaceballs. What was it earlier? Now it's Spaceballs mentioned. That is a great movie, though. I haven't seen that in a long time. In Denver, a passenger aboard a Frontier flight heading from Denver to beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. They claim a man allegedly assaulted two women and then urinated on another passenger's seat. This guy was having a good time. Pictures obtained by Denver 7 show the man, who has not been identified, being taken away by police once Frontier Flight 864 landed in Charleston. The pictures provided by the passenger also show the man urinating on the seat in front of him and getting escorted off the plane by police. They haven't talked about all the specific details, but clearly fairly inebriated and just causing outright chaos on the flight that he was on. Never want somebody next to you peeing all over the place.
No.
Not a good thing. And that guy was really inconveniencing the folks around him. When we come back, yet another prom controversy. Is this one overblown, or is it worth getting mad at? Plus, your dispatch is next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Those of you listening that have corrective eyewear, that's glasses, contacts, I want you to ask yourself this question. How much longer am I going to deal with blurry vision? Especially because my friends at Hunter Vision are ready to give you a life of crystal clear vision. That's right, tossing out the glasses and contacts and getting the incredible LASIK procedure from Dr. Hunter or Dr. Eubanks. So call today for your free consultation. That's 407-796-2020. Once again, 407-796-2020 to get your free consultation at Hunter Vision. Tell them Sabrina from the News Junkie sent ya.
If you ever need to talk, he'll pretend to listen. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Season. You know, a lot of parents with kids in high school know all about that. And it gets expensive as hell, I guess. It's a big process. And you got to do the renting of the limo. That's not cheap. I haven't done that in a while, but I think renting a limo gets up there. It's pretty expensive.
It does. And we also would go, I'll split up the hotel villas to party out afterwards.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We would get the dresses that are very expensive. That's the thing. At least now, or maybe in my time, rather, when it came to prom dresses, there was no place that we could rent it from. So if you wanted something nice, I mean, I'd always go to TJ Maxx and hope for the best. But most of these girls would be paying in the hundreds now, as far as their dresses go.
Your parents didn't mind that you would get a hotel room and stay out that night? You didn't get any flack over that?
No. I mean, they were all very honest with each other. And as long as I was in one place and with people that I was comfortable with, and I was good. I remember my senior homecoming, the hotel had gotten raided, and I was kicked out of the hotel room that I paid for.
Oh, no.
But my little brother, who did not even go to my high school, I saw him in the hallway as he was still in his room comfortably and called my mom like, it's my homecoming, he's ruining it, Ma. Why is he here?
Did he let you hang out in his room?
No. I flicked him off and went to my friend's house.
Well, it's a big, important time of year for the folks who have worked their way all the way through high school, and you get to the prom level, and promposals are the whole thing, and then you have the party itself, which I don't know how true it is to form when you see this stuff in TVs and movies. It's always that nobody even really cares about the prom party itself. It's all the stuff that you end up doing afterwards. In fact, in the movies, they always show up right toward the end of it and just bolt very quickly after that. But in Cherry Hill, which is in Pennsylvania, they had a high school. It's Cherry Hill High School. And the principal of the school has apologized for insensitive language on tickets for the upcoming senior prom. And so I go, oh, well, I mean, what was this? What did this principal apologize for that was so bad and so offensive on the tickets for the senior prom? And it was that tickets urge students to, quote, party like it's 1776 during the event at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. And you look at that and go, clearly that's a riff off of a Prince song. Clearly it's at the National Constitution Center. 1776, Declaration of Independence, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But there were complaints from students who said, wait a second, not all communities can celebrate what life was like in 1776. And so the principal responded by apologizing. I'm ready to apologize for the hurt feelings this reference caused for members of our school and family. I especially apologize to our African-American students who I have let down by not initially recognizing the inappropriateness of this wording. I guess some people really took it true to form that they were supposed to completely reenact everything that was going on in 1776 instead of, oh, I don't know, just a cute little riff off the idea that it was at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia.
Yeah, well, you know what? People are going to be offended. Mm-hmm. Now, back in the day, and in the future. You just have to have a, I don't even know. I was going to say, like, black and white, that's it. When it comes to prom, no theme whatsoever, but I feel like people would be offended with that. So I'm not even sure at this point what to do.
Well, there's probably, yeah, no correct answer to keep it perfectly away from anybody who would be upset by stuff. But I just get kind of amazed when the principals or somebody in this situation would apologize for this stuff. And, I mean, it's really just kind of outlandish to think that this is some major issue or that this was really offensive in some way. He did not say everybody dress in the same style as you would in 1776. Everybody act out a part as if you're from 1776. Those aren't the things that happen here. And so there was some sort of backlash from a couple of kids, and they've apologized. Good luck throwing any kind of party these days.
I just don't see where it's insensitive.
Well, I mean, it's not. What they're suggesting is, well, black people in 1776 would have been slaves, so we're not going to reenact that.
That's going an extra mile.
Well, that's the point. I mean, I think that a lot of this stuff is like fishing for being upset there. I just don't understand why they apologize all the time. Like, teach the kid a lesson. Like, this is not what we're doing. It's a tongue-in-cheek little message that I put out there. Don't get all hyperventilated about this and lose your mind. It teaches really a whole generation of kids that just find the next thing. Find the next thing where you think that you're a victim, which is a really terrible message. You know, instead of talking about positivity and trying to figure out how you can bring yourself up and trying to strive to be great and succeed in this world. I mean, it's already hard enough. Instead of doing all those things, it's like, nope, let's reward this behavior where if you find something that you think is offensive about what's happening, that will back down from it. So there you go. That's what the prom scene looks like, at least there in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, in Germany, they handle things completely and totally different when it comes to schooling. Police stationed at an airport in Germany fined several parents. I did not know this was something that was illegal or that you would get fined for in Germany, but these parents took their children on vacation before the official start of the school holidays.
Oh, no.
School truancy in Germany is like a really big deal. And if parents don't have their kids in school from 6 to 16, parents will be held liable. So,
what are you doing, skipping school?
How about this? They fined them $1,177.
Holy hell.
For truancy over there.
Don't do it.
And they go over there and they're like, hey, looks like you have some kids who are school age. They don't appear to be in school right now. What's the deal with that? And now this is what they do. They just go over and sort of like on holidays, like let's say Cinco de Mayo or Halloween or New Year's Eve, when police in the U.S. will sit there and wait for you to leave and drive drunk from a party, and they'll just get the easiest DUIs one could ask for.
They're not allowed to do that, I think.
They're not? Well, no. You know what I'm saying. They sort of patrol the roads, and they're like looking at everybody a little bit closer. The police in Germany go to these airports, and they'll just sit there and look for families with kids and end up finding
That's
them.
That's it. You're going to jail.
$1,177. Man, I would get mad at a couple $100 speeding ticket. That's a big, giant fine.
But you won't be skipping school again, will you?
I guess not. They don't do that the same way over here. And truancy, you have to get really deep into truancy. Trust me, I know about this. They have to get really deep into truancy before they actually start to blame the parents or your parents face any kind of fines or anything like that where they're getting in trouble for your behavior. When we come back, the final dispatches. Don't let me down. These better be amazing dispatches.
Gonna suck.
To wrap up a Monday. What do you say? You have no faith in these folks, C-Lane?
I don't know. It's Monday. It's rainy. People are just like, yeah.
I think that does do a number on people, but let's see what they got. Bring it full-fledged, all the best you have, and we'll get to those final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut, and of course, today I learned to wrap everything up for a Monday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson. And in the rain, I scream your name. So darling, just to shut your pretty mouth. I know I mean nothing.
Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up. Excuse me. For a Monday. Something about the weather is just doing something to me here today. We'll get into those dispatches momentarily. And you got to hear this incredibly stupid story that I just found that I want to work in here. But our good friend Fritz does have a present for all of us here. Talked earlier about a story, the small town police department, and they got all kinds of drama going on. There were people that allegedly put their testicles on other people's soda cans. There was a tale about Big Blue, a legendary dildo that was around the office that they would harass other people with. And so I look over in the inbox, Fritz has made a tune here about Big Blue, the big dildo that caused all this trouble at the police station. And it's pretty fantastic. Here it is.
Well, listen to my story and it won't take long about Big Blue, a giant fake dong. The police chief in a New Jersey town would bring Big Blue out and wave him around. Teabag and soda cans, that can happen too. And the news story broke, their jobs they knew were through. Thank you for your time, that's the end of my song. Now old Big Blue's just rambling along.
Oh, there it is.
Find your place in the sun, Big Blue.
Find your place in the sun. The Ballad of Big Blue.
So talented.
The legendary dildo that has really divided that police station.
Love you, Blue.
So this is just stupid, okay? I mean, there's no other way to put this. I can't believe that nobody had the wits about them to go, hey, this is a really, really dumb idea. It is beyond just being prom time, talking about the story where people were outraged about a 1776 line in the prom invitations or on the tickets. Well, there's also senior pranks that go on. And I've seen some great ones. There was a pretty fun one the other day where these kids took a car and they made it look like the car crashed into the school.
It was well done.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like the art kids painted it, the wall so it looked like a car had smashed through. But when you got up there and you got angry, you saw, oh, they just used like chalk and drew on here and nothing really has gone wrong. So that was great. Nobody gets hurt there. You hear about the things where you let a frog loose in the science lab or you do this or that or whatever your stupid little senior prank is. And then I see this one and I go, my God, just so mind-numbingly out of touch. And this was days before this school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. 3 days before that, these kids decided, hey, it's time to do our senior prank. So what do? Well, this group of students at Bowie High School in Maryland pulled a senior prank that the local police chief is calling reckless. They all put on black masks covering their faces and wore dark clothing. School was in session at the time when the band of students rushed into the high school armed with water guns and fireworks in a stunt Jesus. That stimulated a school shooting. They pretended, they simulated like they were doing a school shooting and sprayed students and staff with the squirt guns, all while setting off fireworks in the hallway. I mean, that may be one of the dumbest things I've heard of in a long time. And they're lucky there wasn't like a school resource officer that just said, hey, whoa, what the hell is happening here? Or what are these guys up to? Take a shot and figure it out later. My God, yeah, they ran around with these guns, and okay, maybe it's a squirt gun. It's still just really, really stupid. I don't know what had to go through somebody's mind to pull off a prank like this in this day and
That's
age.
That's not a prank.
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
And what reaction are you going to get? You set off just fireworks in the hallway. You're going to scare the hell out of the kids in your school. Mm. And you might think there's an element of funny to that. But when there are people genuinely worried that your school is going to be the next one targeted by one of these lunatics with a gun, it's just not funny, and it's dangerous. You know, it's beyond the whole fire in a crowded theater. It's pretending to open fire in a crowded theater. You're beyond speech now, and you're just making a not just a foolish mistake which should have you punished as a student, a foolish mistake which should have you punished as a crime. There were people standing in the hallway when they heard people saying, "They're coming, they're coming." She said she got squirted with vinegar. They lit something, and as they threw it, sparks were flying out. She got hit with sparks on her thumb and behind her ear. She said most of the students knew it was a joke, but there were people who didn't know what was going on, according to the chief of police. And the school resource officer saw the smoke and called it a smoke in the area. It didn't go out as anything larger than that. It was ascertained pretty quickly that it was a prank. But if it would not have been, man, do you leave open that level of failure possibility?
Yeah.
Where this could go south and the cops do a full-on armed response and they start lighting up the hallway. And it's just stupid. Yep. It's just not funny and stupid.
And they're definitely ready for college.
I'm trying to see if they were charged with anything. They're saying it was reckless and blah, blah, blah. But they may not graduate because graduation's coming up on the 30th, and now school administration's looking into this. If you're a high school student listening to the show and you're thinking, hey, maybe I'm going to pull off a senior prank, ask yourself one simple question. Does it involve simulating an attack on the school? If the answer to that question is yes, don't do it. Whatever it is, it's not funny enough, it's not clever enough, it's a bad idea. Now, with that said, let's get to these final dispatches. Here is Chops the Trash Man with a dispatch.
Hey guys, I don't even know if I'd consider that song a yodeling song. It sounds more like old school bluegrass. I mean, it was on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Is that where that's from?
Wasn't it? Isn't that the song that they recorded?
No.
Just my thought.
No, that's
maybe
not the Man of Constant Sorrow.
YouTube, you know, because that's what I said, YouTube, on YouTube, yeah, so, I don't know.
Wait. Despite your outer nose there, that's definitely yodeling that kid was doing, right? That's what I always thought yodeling was. It's like doing that little vocal twitch. It's just yodeling in the middle of a song. He's doing like a note shifting thing, which I always thought was just what you would call yodeling. Here's Cleveland JT.
What's up, junkies? Happy Monday.
Hey, you too.
Sean.
Yeah?
I'm gonna go get a new fish after work. Probably freshwater. Something for the girl, something for the baby. Any suggestions?
You know, freshwater, man. You gotta finally make the move. Go salt water. And you can find just this array of beautiful fish. And I know there's some great freshwater fish. And some of the cichlids are really, really cool. And you can get these animals that grow pretty big and whatever. The saltwater fish, my favorite, that's what you should do. Just get like a little tank, a 10-gallon, and get yourself, you're not going to have a big enough tank if you have a 10-gallon. Get yourself a 75-gallon tank.
For two betta fish.
And get a harlequin tusk, which is one of the most beautiful fish in the entire ocean. And you will love that. It'll be a giant pain in the ass to keep up with all the stuff, but you will love it for the moments when you're appreciating it. Here's Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown. He does cocaine with a dispatch.
Hey, guys. Actually, my name is Travis, and I don't do the cocaine anymore. Kind of good.
What are you doing with your dispatch?
Sean, man, you kind of led me down a bad path.
I did?
You know, your cocaine was just so affordable.
I don't have drugs, sir.
I couldn't help but just do it all the time. But I'm better now. Now I'm Dr. Roxo, the Christian rock clown.
Oh, and, can't talk.
Don't do cocaine.
Right
Go
there.
Back to the cocaine.
Right there at the end. Here's What a Wave with the Dispatch.
What's going on, guys? Hey. Yes, it's Monday. Yes, it's raining. It's gloomy. Who cares? Get your week done now. That way, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you guys can just kick back. Yeah, nothing to do. Do something. Learn something. Work out. I don't care. Yeah. Fat boy. That's you.
Is it calling me fat boy? Or it was
calling me fat boy.
Just tossing it out in general, I think. That was not a great motivational speech, if I'm honest.
No.
I do not feel motivated to do anything different than I was going to before. I'm just going to continue on with my day as is. And since it's the end of the show, that means we continue on with doing Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Monday, May 21st, 2018. 7 stories from around the web and around the world and all that good stuff. Credit goes to Reddit.com and the Today I Learned section. This story about the cougar that attacked the bicyclist. And it was like these two guys out riding bikes. It jumped on one of them and just sunk in and started attacking him. I was thinking, I was watching this earlier going, what the hell would I do if I was in the unfortunate situation of a cougar actively attacking me?
Good kitty, good kitty.
You like poke the eyeballs out of the cougar? Do you like rip its throat out?
You
cry?
Cry. It's. I don't think ripping throats out is as easy as the movies make it out to be.
I'd give it a shot, though. If I was dying, I just put all my effort into it, like a pregnant woman lifting the car off her infant child, and I guess that's the Hail Mary I would throw there. All right, let's get into it today, and we start with this. Today I learned this band right here.
Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses. Guns, letter N, Roses is the band. They were named after the founders, Axl Rose and Tracy Guns. Guns was kicked out of the band, but the name stuck. Weird thing is, two legendary rock music like this, like the hair bands, Guns N' Roses and all that, were Guns N' Roses and LA Guns. And this person, Tracy Guns, formed both of them and then got kicked out of both of them because
poor Guns.
Tracy Guns was just a raging alcoholic and drug addict. Was just a complete and total mess, but still is out there performing, doing his thing. Today I learned the record for the longest flight in history was achieved on board a Cessna 172. The flight went on for 64 days and 22 hours.
Holy hell, how?
They did this over the course of a couple of months here, all at one time. They said the flight was part of a fundraising effort for a cancer fund. Food and water were transferred by matching speeds with a chase car on a straight stretch of road in the desert, hoisting supplies up into the plane with a rope and a bucket. Fuel was taken on by hoisting a hose from a fuel truck up to the aircraft, filling an auxiliary belly tank, and they kept going for 64 days and 22 hours. Today I learned that Osama bin Laden had this video.
Charlie bit my finger.
He had the Charlie bit my finger video on his computer.
Charlie.
He had some other stuff. He was very into Tom and Jerry. He had a video of, it was called Animal Monkey Never Give Up. I don't know which one that is.
That
he
is
had
so good.
Funnycats.flv. I can't see. And then right next to it, Jack Hensley beheaded. So he had his child humor there, some interesting stuff, and then, of course...
How do you feel if you're Charlie and Charlie's family to know that Osama bin Laden had your viral video on his computer?
I would say you could charm all the way to the furthest extent of terrible people. You still, even Osama bin Laden liked this video that I made. I think that's saying something. I'll skip a couple here. Today, Mongolia's Navy is not very impressive. It's one tugboat and 7 sailors, making it the smallest in the world. We salute you, Mongolia's Navy. And finally, today I learned this gentleman right here.
Oh, Tupac.
Tupac is correct. Mr. Tupac Shakur, was involved in the L.A. riots. And there's actually a video of this in a documentary about him. He signed looted copies of his CDs around the corner of the street where people were breaking into a record store. So he was just
That's
right
awesome.
Around the corner, and people were looting his CD and then going over and getting it autographed as he was just sitting out there hanging out during the LA riots. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by a corporate time with Tom and Dan, and it's all right here on Real Radio. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me?
back to what we played as kids. And things change, and that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.